hear the Quatrain song.
Excellent. A great opening theme. It completes the show. It's what Ian's attitude is all along. Hey, guess what I just found out? I'm looking at the I'm copying the questions from our show, and there's a few questions from the next show, Carol. They're from Christina in Mexico. She just goes to the next show and asks a bunch of crazy questions.
Oh, that's interesting.
This will be pointed out next week, Christina.
Oh, yes. Yes, incredulities will be exposed. Yes, indeed. Good.
She just carries on asking crazy questions.
Hey, what if it's a bot, Bob? Chip body bot? What if the bots are taking over? What if the bots are as powerful as non-physical? Oh, what will we ever do? And if the Boodians get in on the botville, boy, and the Boodians and the Botwins start fighting each other, boy, Napoleon, Tennessee will never be the same, will it?
Napoleon, you're talking about Napoleon 1850?
We're talking about Napoleon, Tennessee.
Who's that? Is that the
wrestler? That's a place. That's where the fight took place.
Which one?
The fight between War of the Roses with the Botkins, and the Boodians.
Recently?
Well, we can't help you with that,
you can't
big
help you
boy.
With that one. Well, what are you referring to, girl?
I don't know.
The Boodians versus the Bots? Is that what you just said?
Botkins, yeah. But
well,
yeah.
that's the evergreens,
yeah.
the astral plane,
yeah.
subsumed by the chip body.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And that took place in Napoleon, Tennessee.
Napoleon, Tennessee. That's exactly right.
You know what that's like? That reminds me of, like, True Blood, which is this little
yeah,
obscure.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
No, no, Ken, listen. I don't know if what you mean by that. This is what I mean. Is that True Blood takes place, all this crazy phenomenon, in a little obscure southern town.
Right.
Right? And nowhere
bon
place. Temp.
Bon temp.
Yeah, bon temp, which means good time.
Mm.
So here's this little obscure place where all this crazy phenomena is going on. That's what, like, Napoleon, Tennessee, probably population 400.
Right.
Has this intergalactic battle. Well, we're
cool.
Here. Well, let's abuse ourselves.
Well, you may have to send out a mail telling everybody where you are so they can come poke.
No, they have to wait till the archives are posted and then hear the number and then write it down.
Oh, there are folks with you. Go ahead.
There are folks with
hey.
Me? What's that mean?
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, who's this?
James. Yeah, it's James.
Oh, the James Poosty.
The poster. James Poster Boy.
Well, start your abuse, James. Come on, stick to the theme of the.
Did you get the first part? We played y'all a theme song. Did you get that part?
I just got in. I missed the theme song.
Oh, the theme song was rich. It was CeeLo Green singing the good version of "Fuck You."
Oh hell yeah, motherfucker!
That's it. It's great fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where's all the bashes? I mean.
Well, they're like cockroaches. They just turn the light on and they run.
Just looking forward to maybe a roast. But, Sash, I heard your voice. Are you there? Maybe we can start bashing.
You need Sasha to back you up? You're a tag team?
No, I was just wondering if that was her voice I heard.
I didn't hear it. It might have been Carolyn. I think it was Carolyn. No, nobody else
here. Well, hell, I guess we're going to have to roast ourselves. Wouldn't that be fun?
So we seem to have to
do everything else ourselves. and if Bob, if they don't hurry up and get started, we may start bashing them. That's how this may play. It may get interesting when we start digging the shovel in it just a little bit. But
James, how did you write down the number as I said it?
Obviously, yeah.
Now, good. Fast, right. You had a pencil and paper there. Oh, you typed it? Did you type it?
No, I had a scrap of paper and pen.
Good.
Yes.
And you got it the second or third time in repeat?
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah, second or third time.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, it's Savannah.
Hey, Savannah.
Location, Sheila.
Oh, how's it going, guys?
Well, we're being just thoroughly bashed here, darling.
by James, who wouldn't bash it until we got Sasha to come in to help him. So he's waiting for Sasha before he tag teams it again.
No, I thought I heard her, and I was like, oh, Sasha, should we go in the ring? But how you
hey, Kim, you. Sorry, James, what were you saying? Yeah, back up. Back up.
Back up.
Back up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Simmer down.
So what, James?
Simmer down now.
Yeah, what were you saying, James?
I was just frantically saying hello, Sheila. How are you?
No, you're saying
both. How are you? What?
Okay, James, you thought you heard Sasha's voice, and that meant that you couldn't bash anybody.
No, I was saying, hey, Sasha, shall we hop in the ring and bash? Since we were the only two.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was no Sasha, so I think it was Carolyn's voice you mistook.
Yeah.
So how about you and Sheila? Tag team with Sheila?
Definitely. Let's do it.
It's a probe. What would be the reactions of me, Carolyn, and Ion, especially Ion 2, you guys laying out real grievances or fake grievances, whatever, you know, go grievance.
Fake grievances, yeah.
Constructs.
Constructs.
Yeah.
Okay, give us one.
That'd be better fun, I think. I don't think there'd be much bashing going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
no, come on.
No,
you fucking whip.
No. It's all right. It's all right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Don't,
you're fired.
Don't mind us. We can hold our own. It's all
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Now, James, stop whipping out and trying to connect with people. We know that you're a good GPG feature.
Stop being agreeable, man. Stop being agreeable.
Yeah. They all. Everybody wants to fuck with us, Bob, but nobody wants to show their penis, do they?
Yeah. I get to hear all the complaints privately over in the Bob reading.
Bitching and moaning,
fucking Ion shows up. They all shut up.
Shit, Ion. Bunch of motherfuckers running around here, don't know nothing, can't know nothing, and drag us down the throat holes of the abyss and then say, you're please yourself. Yeah. See, here now, we're going to have to do it to ourselves. That's pretty good. That's what we do here, non-physical. We ain't got nobody to fuck with. We'll fuck with ourselves. I guess that's all there is to do. Working can wait. This is paradise, having no work to do. Thinking of me and you. Working can wait. Living is grand. Don't you understand? There is nothing to do.
Playing the two
with
biggest
me
wins
and
tonight
you.
Sheila and James.
The only reason they came was to see if we was going
to
get blood on the carpet.
Yeah, they just come to
That's
look.
That's all that. They just
to
came
paint
to,
it. To see if she gets some ideas for
Sheila
her painting.
She wanted to paint the crime scene.
Yeah.
Okay, Ion, explain your elitist attitude.
Where we are elite.
Okay.
Oh, they are elite. We got a problem with that, Connie?
More.
Well, we are. See, the point is that we came forth to activate, kick up, kick start the part of you that is God. And we've done that thoroughly, completely. We'd say smashing success from our perspective. But apparently not so much on yours. You alls, y'all, you-ins. On y'all.
What did he do, Karen, that we didn't do? What did he just say?
He came to kick up our godship.
And you can do that by pretending you're from a higher or different realm that you might aspire to.
We didn't pretend it. We just offered it.
Oh, did I say pretend? Oh, okay, sorry.
I am the pretender, like the Jackson Brown song. He's a pretender.
He's a pretender. I thought you said thunder. He's a thunder, but actually pretending at it. So
we did it in advance. That's why we know it's because that intention was pre-intended.
Yes, you did what in advance? Showed up?
Showed up to get you to the position. Okay, now that's been done. That part's done. Now the next part then would set off an elitist position because that's what we're trying to get you to is an elitist position. And you don't have to cram it. You don't have to be a son of a bitch. You can be. But that's not the goal, is to make you be inappropriate. But then again, there is no inappropriate.
Yeah, because you will appear inappropriate to the 1%.
And you won't be able to help it. You won't be able to help it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You won't. When they come by and they have to bow, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are indeed God, when they do that, they may not be happy about it.
Yeah, they won't
But
be.
They will. So if you get all teary-eyed over somebody having to bow at your feet, well, piss off.
No.
So is that why you go after Canadians all the time?
Yeah.
Well, they're the most
The shame in that statement is that we must acknowledge them.
Mm. Yeah, because we're, the Canadian socialist mentality, so.
No elitism allowed there.
Nope.
Now, Sheila and James,
well,
you must
get
bash
then,
Ion.
Then you better get some socialist clinics, because there's going to be a lot of tears.
Right. So now, Sheila and James, you've heard what Ion's defense, his position is. Now you bash it. Come on.
Or have a new place that you want to engage.
Yeah.
Any place.
No. Look at James. He just takes a win. Yeah. Let's go somewhere else. No, come on.
No,
criticize.
Yeah.
Argue with what Ion just said.
Is that any position I'm allowed to take, or can I develop it?
It's got to be negative.
There's your trouble right there. If you don't start, we will. We'll show you how to do it. You come into this place, you're engaging it. So engage it. You know, if you got to ask Bob if it's all right, well, that's two down for you right out of the start.
We're winning already. What is
it,
5-0 already for us?
Sweet. Yeah, 5-0. Yeah, that's it. That's the
score. Come on.
With elitism and the...
Sheila's saying something. I think I hear Sheila off in the distance. What'd she say?
I said, oh, God, you're asking permission. I can't believe it. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Come on.
Nut up, big boy.
Yeah. Can I now hit you, Mr. Ion? Is this okay with you that I slug you?
Well, only if you hit me right here and you hold your mouth a certain way and you have the proper intention worked out in advance. Signed in triplicate, lost, filed, buried in a peat bog, retrieved, canceled, rewritten, sent to Senate subcommittee, and we'll let you know when we figure it out.
That's life in the bureaucracy of Australia. They're probably worse than Canadians, Carol, Australians. So come
that's
on, step
true.
Up to
that's
the tribal
the
plate here.
From,
represent Australia, Mr.
Hitchhiker's,
Firstman.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
He's Australian. It begins,
Irish,
I happen to
say. Irish Australian.
You know what, Carol? I saw somewhere on YouTube of a scene from that movie, Hitchhiker's Guide, where the whale is falling to the planet, and he's sort of discussing, what's this? This is a nice sensation. Oh,
yeah.
Look, there's something coming
yeah.
up close to me. And he lands in the Himalayas or someplace. What happened to the whale? Did he survive it?
He survived it.
Okay.
Will this nice white thing be very kind to me?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the pot of petunias, says, oh, just shut up. You'll figure it out real quick.
Yeah, so come on, James. Go ahead.
All right, step up. With the elitism, though, and the hierarchy in ascension.
Piety. Call it what it is. Call it what it is.
Piety is respect for the hierarchy?
No.
What would be piety? How's that apply?
Pious is the hierarchy.
The hierarchy is pious.
POTUS, Magnus.
Yeah, so you're saying the attitude of the elite is a pious attitude.
Yeah.
A pious image, a pious visage, a pious front. It sounds hypocritical.
Well, it is. No, not if you are.
Not the.
We
not the,
are 1%. Well, that sounds pious, too.
It's not a Calvinist Puritan kind of image of piety. It'd actually be a noisy
it's okay.
piety
like
it's I
okay.
do. I'm the epitome
it's okay
of piety.
If as long as Calvin is worshiping us, yeah, it's fine.
Come on now, James. You've got to stop Ion. He's just rolling over.
We will. We like this.
Yeah, come on, James. You fucking wimp. You damn fucking you 99%er.
Fucker.
How dare you,
you
come into this room?
Stand down, you fucker. I'm looking
at
you. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Here's pious, marked by or showing reverence for deity and devotion to divine worship. So that's you worshiping yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
that's
I wouldn't
not
that
elitist.
Way.
That's not elitist, but it is very elite.
Yeah.
Well, how? What's the difference? Not elitist, but very elite. It's very. What would the elite refer to, Carolyn, as opposed to elitist?
The cream of the crop. Cream of the crop.
You are the elite.
The 1% floats on top.
It's
always.
Not elitist. It's eliteness. It's elite.
Yeah.
Isness.
Yeah.
Like, come on, James.
Oh,
we're just getting sandwiched. Look, do I have to bash Ion? Come on. Sheila, you bet. Sheila, you can't get off because you're waiting for James to take a punch.
Okay,
you got to take a punch, too.
I'll get in.
No. Do not substitute for them.
Ion, why don't you answer questions?
Oh, because they're not worthy to be answered, and they won't help you.
You mean particular questions, Carol?
Yeah. Well, you know how you say, Bob, that Ion never
answers a question.
Answers a question.
Oh, the details. Well, he never gets the definition precise.
Precise, you know, bang on, this is it.
I mean, is it like you should ask, well, Ion, you cannot do that, or you prefer not to, even though you could.
Well, we do it like you do it, and y'all don't get it right either. So our limitation is the best you can do.
Yeah, we in the process of cognition, in any human interaction, it's blocking and merging. Humans merge a little bit, but eventually they'll block to assert their autonomy. You're miming that process.
Right.
Right.
Otherwise,
see?
You wouldn't
and
recognize
you didn't even know
it.
What a fucking...
Otherwise, you would never even... Otherwise, you'd never recognize the process at all if it
yeah,
wasn't
and
something
Sheila
you were
James have no
to.
Fucking clue what I'm talking about. They might live
I
it,
do.
But they...
Well,
now, okay, if you know what I mean,
question.
Sheila, you defeat what I said. You cancel out, show the error in what I said.
I don't want to show the error what you said. I
not
want
what you
it,
want to do. We're here to perform.
This is
a
debate.
It's a debate.
You guys are on one side and we're on the
it's
other.
It's a goddamn show, okay?
All right. So elitism, what's So sometimes I find myself slipping into authority or bitchiness and or bitchiness. So because it's like, oh, you know, I'm a one percenter, so I'm not, you know, so fuck you, I'm not having any of this.
And you worry about that, you're saying? You sometimes wonder if that's correct?
Well, I just wonder if that's more authority as opposed to power. Like,
well,
I
you're not.
Like,
if you were in this play, you would be declaring something about it. You're asking Ion a question. You're to declare contrary points of view to Ion.
Yes, say to Ion, Ion, why are you making me an elitism?
Yeah, why are you making me worry about my bitchiness? I refuse to not worry about my bitchiness.
Ion, it's got to be you as well, Bob.
What do you mean, me?
We're bashing you as well.
Come on.
Bob's favorite. Bob likes it best with spit.
Yeah, spit on me.
Well, he's the master of the spitter, so.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I'm really good at spitting. I'd like to experience being spit upon.
Yeah, you. Oh my. Well, we can arrange that. Someone new came in. Say hello.
Yeah, hello, new person.
Oh, hey, it's Deb.
Hey, Deb from Rewrite, right?
Yes.
How you doing,
oh,
Deb?
Oh, honey, they tearing us up. We're faltering. We're down for the count already, Deb. It's the S
yeah, we hit ourselves. We started,
the
Bob and Caroline started punching themselves.
It's
these
withering.
Fucking marshmallows can't even conceive of throwing a punch.
It's Wuthering Heights so far.
Wuthering.
Montague, where did you go?
Montague. Come on, James. You came in first. Do hit, strike, attack.
I was gonna strike you.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, but your last mum sucked. It's time to fucking pick it up, Bob. Come on.
Okay, explain why. That was one of the greatest mums.
No, not the one that you referred me to. The most recent one that's been posted.
What? Okay, you're confusing. Which one sucks?
Number 29.
The latest one.
Yes.
No, he's saying you drowned it out. Which the latest number 29?
Yes, that one.
The explanation of what did we do on that one?
He don't remember.
Who was the guest? Yeah, who was it?
He don't have a guest. Guest.
Yeah, it's not Jack by Wall Street. It was, who was it? Oh, Charlie Finch. Are you fucking nuts? Yeah. Charlie Finch is quite a capture. This guy is fantastic. Do you know anything about him?
I wasn't talking about him. I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about you.
Well, how'd I suck?
You could do better, Bob. Come on.
At what?
Well, tell him how to do better.
That's what
he wants to know.
Laying out the new stuff, not looking at the old stuff.
Oh, no. This whole McLuhan thing is all old stuff. We're just entombing it. It'll be over in January. So we're just showing what was in the past. The best of the past. It has nothing to do with
Bob is showing you how not to do it, so you'll appreciate it better when he stops.
That's right. What was it? Carol Lopresto.
So your best mom ever will be the one just after you cease.
That's right. It'll be on cash flow. It'll be on payday.
Ah, okay. Good. No, that's good. Now, tell him exactly what about Bob that got right on your nerves about that mom.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing...
You don't even know how to talk about it. You don't even know what is the old stuff.
Shut up.
Who said shut up? Was that James said shut up? I can't believe it.
James, is that Carolyn Dean's arm slipping out of your sleeve?
Let's stop the fucking tape and replay that. That's incredible.
Stab you in the fucking eyeball. Now stand back.
Now come on. What? Okay, James, what? Critique.
Critique. Okay, well, based on what you know...
You mean Ion stuff? Knowing?
Forget about that. Just based
on what
you
can't
you know.
Bring in Ion in there unless Ion comes in.
Rules. Anyway, I'm just saying. But, like, with when you had Ion come in for those two sessions.
With Ken and Scott.
And then the next one was really good. And
without Ion.
And then There was another one, maybe, or maybe the next one.
No,
starts.
No, the,
anyway.
The one before. It's Buzz is making. I posted them on Dupes. Three great YouTubes, which lay out us discovering and me developing the explanation for the Occupy Wall Street, which comes with is a fantastic scenario that I come up with. Very proud of it. That's number 28. That's with Miroslav in New York. Now the last one, Charlie Fitch. He's the top art critic, muckraker, manipian, crazy guy. Who Carol Lopresto, who Carol's been on many mums, and Carol's an INET, she listens to the cash flow regularly, she told me about, she sent me Charlie Finch's review of Zappa's Freakout album, and it's called Mother's Freakout 45 Years Later, and he said that that album, as a masterpiece, transcended, was better than all the art of contemporary art world of many decades. It trounced, it dumped, it obsolesced every art that this guy spends his day reviewing. Now, that's quite a statement. So I said, Carol Presto, I'd like to talk to this guy. So she got me in touch with him, and we set it up, and we had a great session. And, of course, he was ill, so he had to drop off and urinate, and then he had to go eventually because of bleeding. But we'll have part two, which might get to what you're talking about, James.
Yeah, blood came.
Yeah, but here's what Carol wrote to me yesterday, James.
That's
here's Carol
funny as
yesterday.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, you're a New Yorker. It's hard surviving in New York now. You're going to get cancer if you stay there. So the thing is that Carol Lopresto writes to me yesterday after she heard Mum 29 in my conversation. Where Andrew and I talk with Charlie. She says, fabulous conversation. But then again, I expected nothing less. Looking forward to part two. You are the master of conversation. Thanks again. See, ultimate compliment from someone who has a clue. James, you don't have a fucking clue.
Who lives in a damn hole in her mother's basement.
Well, that's even better. She's going chaotic butterfly.
Good. Okay.
So you're being critiqued, Bob.
Yeah.
Because you did your mom and you didn't have eye on
it. Yeah. That's James.
People are all.
This is James the Ionette.
An eye on whore.
It was all for you, James. All about Zappa, for fuck's sake. And he brought in Gurdjieff and Krishnamurti. What more do you want?
Yeah, I remember Bob saying, James is going to love this show.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Well, maybe he's faking it. He's faking this disagreement.
Good.
But James, you've got to lay out some factors that you're saying we only discuss old stuff. Well, what's new stuff?
Well, it'd be like Zappa, you know, on his concert tour in 88, and he's playing awesome. He's getting better and better, and then he has a dud night, and I'm saying, fuck, you played some bad notes.
Well, you're not telling me. You tell me what it's like, but you don't tell me what the bad notes are.
F sharps, and yeah, well.
Yeah, what? Give me examples.
First off, with Andrew Crystal, when you talk to him about certain things.
When who talked to him?
When you talked to him.
When? Yeah. You mean when Charlie was in the bathroom?
No, when he left.
Oh, after. The after, yeah, when Charlie had to go. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. For me, that wasn't up to snuff.
Well, why? Yeah. Look, you're just giving your emotional reaction. You got to say some facts and quotes, if you can even possibly remember them, then we'll address them. I'm not interested in your emotional reaction. You state the statements that you found weak.
For instance, the 8-body you could have talked about.
The 8-body? You fucking idiot. That's fucking ion shit. Look, Andrew will not tolerate ionic knowledge in this fucking thing. Okay? And I'm talking to Andrew. I can't. And when ion shows up, Andrew is leaving. He has declared it. I will leave.
And that's a good damn day as far as we're concerned.
We know that. It's good in terms of the ions. But see, that you're fucked up, James. You're trying. You missed the point. You said you agree with me that we don't bring an ion shit into the thing, and then you cite an ion. The 8-bodies. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Can't you throw anything better? Come on. Put the glove on, for fuck's sake.
Put some licorice in my mouth, you fucker.
Bob's
look, you don't even fucking respond. Come
next.
On, James.
Next.
No. James, he just fucked up so he could leave, you know, so he could avoid the fight. No, James. Come on. You're back in.
I'm in. Don't even worry about that.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Try
round
another
two.
One.
Can we have a ding?
A ding, yeah.
You know, ding, ding.
Come on, James. Come on. You say, I didn't bring up the 8. Come on. Deal with the incredible art thing we did talk about.
Well, that's not very bashing
no,
of you.
It's not bashing. It's bashing. I'm bashing. You've
Well, you're bashing it. Well, I'm saying bash within the terms of you're saying it's a bad show, that one. It wasn't bad. It was really good. And your only refute, you said, well, Bob, you didn't bring in the eight bodies. That doesn't apply. So you have not come up with a something that I could grasp onto what was weak about it.
Okay, so can we declare this round to Bob?
No, wait, fucking wimps. We're just getting started.
Well,
look, Jesus, I'm yelling. I got on the road. Fucking Jesus. He's not even know he's getting
on me.
He doesn't even know he's got a hit, for fuck's sake. God damn it, virus fella. Come on.
Bob, the viceroy of disdain.
Yeah. Come on, Dave, take a swipe with some facts.
Take a swipe with some facts.
Then I'll tell you in advance if they are appropriate facts or not, and I'll orchestrate it, and I'll align your bashing in such a way in which it completely obfuscates me from the conversation because I don't really remember what it was even about regarding anyway.
Well, that's part of the fight, for fuck's sake. He should be doing that to me. He's not even saying anything.
Yeah.
Down for the count.
You had a terrible memory of this show, Bob. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
You had a terrible memory. You couldn't remember shit. It was awful.
Well, and you can't remember any of it that I couldn't remember.
Okay, tighten your girdle now, Myrtle. It is your show.
Who, me or him? Him.
You.
His show.
You.
Me?
You.
No, okay. You. What didn't I remember, James?
Anything.
Everything.
What do you mean? Yeah. I laid it all out. There'll be great, fantastic YouTubes you'll all be swallowed up in. And you have not said anything.
Those busting boob tubes have changed our life for sure.
Well, I'm going to complain. Ion has not helped James. He cannot assert his power. He doesn't know how to do it.
Well, it's not our job to help him.
Yeah.
With that, with bashing Bob.
Yeah, so why are you listening to Ion? James.
He isn't. He's bashing you or trying to.
No. He's trying to.
Well, so it'll get all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've stabbed you with a knife. I've punched you in the nose. You know, might get you in the gut now. Let's see if we go. I know you're still laughing. You're not bleeding yet.
Well, you're mumbling. We can't even hear what you're saying. What? Come on. Anyways, the mum 29. Charlie Finch is great. As a matter of fact, did you look in Dupes? I said, are these three YouTubes by Buzz, which is quoting me from number 28, I say, is this not the best explanation of the Occupy Wall Street? And Charlie wrote back and said, yes. Anyway, that's Charlie. Listen, James, you study Gurdjieff. You know Krishnamurti.
No, I didn't.
And that's the first fucking guy who's ever brought up Krishnamurti and Gurdjieff in the context of Zappa and McLuhan.
I didn't say he was bad. I said you were bad.
Well, what was bad about me?
In relation to other performances.
No. But, okay, no, that's not true. You just can't hear the high levels I reached.
I like that. That's good. Sorry.
Yeah, you're comparing me to the past. You're living in the rearview mirror.
So, James, what you're saying then is that Bob was suffering from Humpty Dumpty syndrome. He didn't know. You weren't as high as he to know when he falls.
Yeah, stop giggling, James. Fucking attack. With some facts, some words, not emotions.
No.
You can't even quote one thing that I said that was weak.
Well, that show was so wonderful, we didn't engage it at all. So
yeah,
it was.
I was so good. I was so good. Ion just knew it'd be, wouldn't look good.
Yeah, it would just be more than the non-physical could possibly contain.
Yeah, James, very vague. You're always vague.
It was so riddled and so dynamic in their way that it was all construed out. Yes.
Hey, you're supposed to be on my side.
It's
three against them, fucking asshole.
Oh. Well, he's trying to help him out because it's kind of like you were winning.
Yeah,
Bob.
Oh, you're helping Jake.
We're like Carolyn. We always go for the underdog. We were going for the underdog. Me and Carolyn will be beating you up so they get a chance to get a nibble at you. We got to get a good crime scene going on, or Sheila won't have any fodder to paint.
Yeah, come on, James. I mean, what, did you not smoke your marijuana that day? That's why you couldn't hear it? You couldn't, didn't have your dog whistle on?
Couldn't hear it. Couldn't hear it properly, yeah.
Yeah, you weren't stoned.
Oh, absolutely.
Shocking.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Yep. Well, wait, I'm supposed to be for Bob. Bob,
yeah.
I can't be for you. This is going to go. This will be horrible.
Yeah,
they can make it back. Bring it back to us.
Look at Ian trying to get attention. Bring it back to us.
Well, at least you got
something.
I don't
want to get in there and beat the shit out of somebody.
Fine.
Come on,
it's
James.
Fine.
No, someone else. James has had his turn.
Well, we got to punish James.
All
somehow.
Right, I'll give it a whirl. What's with this hub of Ion starting the recording on Gate of Hell, Bob? When I did, and you're
well,
not explain, saying.
You explained to him, Ion. You explained.
Well,
to him.
We did.
What are the?
Not to her. She wants to hear you fucking explain it.
We did.
But I did. So we
no,
did.
No, she did.
Well,
she
you pushed the buttons, but it was already started.
Yeah, when Joyce did it, Ion explained to me the October 5th show, I think, where you asked Joyce to press the button. You didn't know that,
Ion
started it.
No, you had to get the code. You had to get the code from Joyce.
That's after.
To be
you
able
asked
to
her
start
to record.
It.
No, here's get the facts that I understood you said, and then you can correct them. Here's what you said. Tina asked Joyce to start the recording. Joyce didn't start it. Ion started. And then later, Joyce gives the instructions to Tina. So now you can go say the effect of that.
Okay.
Is what?
We sent a message to Tina that if we were going to play, it must be recorded. So
right.
She asked Joyce to start the recording. And so it was decided that Tina was going to start the recording. Well, Joyce was giving the information to Tina to be able to start the recording, and before she had the ability to do that, it said the conference is being recorded, and Joyce responded, wow, that was quick, because it was before you had time to push the numbers in. Now, if you
right.
push
that
the numbers
the
in...
Fifth.
That's
right.
on the 5th. Yeah. That's the 5th, okay? And then what happened? No. Oh, were you going to say one more thing about that, Ion?
No. Just that
okay.
that's what took place.
Okay, so
okay.
so Tina, you can understand that?
That's fine. I didn't, on the 5th, I didn't start the recording because I couldn't find my instructions because I'm
uh-huh.
in the middle of packing, whatever. So I asked Joyce if she would, and she said, sure. But here, and so she was going to and said, well, that was quick.
Yeah, in other words,
started.
No, but you agree that when you asked Joyce to do it, she then said, no, I can't do it. Here are the instructions. You do it. Did that happen?
Yes. She said,
okay.
well, here, let
and
me
then,
give you the instructions.
Yeah, right,
and I
right.
Said,
so she didn't.
Perfect.
I get it. So she didn't start it. And then all of a sudden it started because you hadn't gotten to learn how to do it. So that's obvious that Ion started because even Joyce was surprised at how quickly she thought you did it.
Right.
Okay, so what happened on the 19th, Ion, which is last week?
Last week was most of the show was just us. Now, Tina was there. Tina was there and enjoyed it immensely, and that was great. But it was just all of a kind of a music extravaganza.
Yeah, that's later. That's well after
that was
her
later.
And Ray.
At,
way,
right.
way after.
When
so,
I called in, I actually went to call in normally.
You know, Tina, this is interesting, but where's the fucking bashing here? Okay, where's
oh,
the
yeah,
you're, are you accusing Ion of lying? Are you
that.
Saying that you started? Well, you lost the first one October 5th. Now we're dealing with October 19th. How did you start it, Ion, where she thinks she started on the 19th?
Oh, well, whether she did or whether she didn't, we started the recording. That's all.
Yeah,
and
you
I,
think you
and,
you claim you
did.
Started. You claim you did.
I did. Because,
good.
And this is how I know this.
Right.
Is
yeah.
I began to call in, and before I completed calling the number, I hung up and went, no, wait a minute. Let me go to the instructions that I had written down 2 weeks before because they were
mm-hmm.
right there. And I got those instructions, and I followed, and I called in, and instead of pushing pound, I pushed star, you know the drill,
right.
and began the recording. And when I got there, there was one person on the call, not speaking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fine. And then I pushed *9 or whatever it is and started the recording. And a short while later, Ray showed up. We chatted. The winds were howling. I lost power after talking with Ray for 45 minutes. Thought, well, he had to go. I hung up, lit my oil lamps for the evening, went to bed, got up at midnight, and the power was on, and I called in. I went to the website to see if anything had occurred after I left.
Right.
And so...
And then there was
the playlist about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours into the recording of.
Well, wait, how did you know about the 3 or 4 hours into? You went to How Ionic 2010, the YouTube channel,
no,
and you saw the
no,
playlist.
No, no, no. I went to freeconferencecall.com.
Oh, yeah, right. And you see what you see
and
there.
And then it was about midnight my time, a little after midnight. The power came on, it woke me up, and so then I was awake because I had rested for a couple hours, and so now I'm awake and like, what do I do now? Went to the website, the 6 hours allotted recorded time was there, and
now,
so I
okay,
started
so Tina,
it.
Okay, so Tina, let me interrupt you. Tina, let me interrupt you so we can get what you're saying. Are you saying that when you left because the power went out, you did not stop the recording?
I did not.
Right. So it carried on by its own, and you go back and see that it's all done, 6 hours, all sitting there.
Correct. And the line was still open because Ray just went on hold and left his line open. So it
right.
never got stopped because Ray kept that line open, and then I assuming
oh, so Ray,
that
Ray,
I showed
yeah.
up and played the playlist.
Okay, so... Okay, now that sounds like you understand that the 6 hours is done because Ray kept the thing open. All right? That's why it didn't stop. Correct?
Correct.
Ion, what do you say happened from your perspective? Because Ion says they started the recording. So, Ion, what's your rebuttal to Tina?
Sorry. Hold on. We were screaming and carrying on. Okay. We like Deb. We've got 9 mute buttons here, apparently.
Right.
Okay. So, in that process, the way she's laid it out, the construct is there, but when she started the recording, it started, but there was a break. Because that line being open, it still was a break. So, it did, you know when you've merged them together, Bob, when you start and stop, if there's a space between it, it doesn't make it an individual, it will pick it back up. Apparently that's what transpired.
Oh, okay, so
seamless.
Tina did start. Tina did record the part of her and Ray. Then she got
correct.
Knocked out and it was disconnected. But then you came in, started up again, and that looks like a continuous recording, even
it's
though it was
flow.
Split.
An exact flow, that's correct.
So you started the second part, and Tina rationalized that happened because Ray kept the phone open, but that's not the reason it happened. He got disconnected too. It was
correct.
You starting it up.
Because when the host is gone, it doesn't just continue.
Right. She was the host, so it doesn't continue if the host is gone. So it didn't matter for Ray. So you get that, Tina? You did not know that it broke completely. Not Ray didn't keep it going, and Ian came in and recorded it. And this often happens. It'll merge the two recordings, so it's one continuous 6-hour thing.
Correct.
You get that?
Ah, very cool. We like
yeah.
that. Well,
great.
That explains
yeah.
it. I'm just curious of. What actually occurred, you know?
Good.
Right, no, we got, but that's
because on the dupes, you were like, are you sure? And I'm like, yep, as far as I know about what,
I know.
What
I
took place on this end, I was, you know.
Okay,
so all I
Tina,
could go by.
When I said, are you sure? I had wondered about the big space. There's like 45 minutes or a long space between you and Ray finishing and then a big emptiness, and then Ian comes in and plays music for itself and nobody there, it seems, for an hour and a half. So I asked
correct.
Ian, I said, who recorded that? And Ian said, he did. So when you
right.
posted that you recorded, I knew already from my own the surface details, not the extreme details, I said, oh, are you sure? All right. I then went and asked that back, and you said, no, I'm sure. So I went back and asked Ian for the details, which you're hearing now, and that's why
right.
I then came back and said, no, Ian said he did it. And now you didn't understand how it was done. Now it's been explained.
Correct.
And it was a pretty feeble bashing, darling.
Yeah. You lost this one.
You know, I gave it up a while ago. Fashion's not my style.
Oh, well, you got to leave. Bye. You're going to be exited because we're here. It doesn't. We're actors here. You put on the role of a basher. It's not your private thing.
Okay.
Your private thing.
Well, you son of a bitch. You go on the dupes of non-physical claiming all this and you know that, and then you don't give any details and leave us all hanging. Then we got to come back to it and get the explanation of it, you know, just to appease the gods. Right?
Are you talking about me? Are you talking about me or Ion?
Yeah, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. Who
are
you talking about you?
You're afraid to take on Ion. But anyways, you're complaining that I didn't give you the fucking details. I'm not going to waste my fucking time typing shit. I just said, you ask Ion for the details. That's what I ended my post with.
Yeah, and I didn't want to waste my time typing fucking shit on private message when I would. I just figured that
well, that
it'd
doesn't
come
involve
along
me.
One time
that's you
and
Ion.
Just get it right from the horse's mouth.
10,
so
9, 8, 7, 6, you're going down for the count here. You fucked yourself on both points.
Oh, but it's good, though.
At least you're fighting. You're doing better than James.
Fuck me.
James. At least she takes a wild swing.
There you go.
There's drunk Tina swaying the baseball bat around the ring, just hoping to hit something.
There you go. It's good.
And a home run, huh?
No home run, but
or
no.
At least the first base.
Okay. So didn't want to bother typing details. You're saying you didn't want to bother typing details to Ion.
Yeah, I figured if there was an opportunity would arise, I knew that, and so here we are. I'm good.
Okay, so you're a happy customer. You started to complain here, and now you're happy. So that didn't work. You gotta win the point you're making against me, Carolyn, or I.
No, you don't have to win the point. This is just bashing. This is the
no, but it has to be purposeful attempt, fake. Goal orientation.
Well, maybe
do we have
not.
To do personal? Do you want personal attacks, Bob?
Anything you want to say
anything.
About anything? Yeah.
Anything.
Go ahead.
It's a rare party.
We would not have it in private sessions or on cash flow. We'd shut you down before it even started. So we're giving you can attack on any level, any grievance you can make up.
We had new folks coming in. Say hello.
Hello?
Yay.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're on. You want to take a swipe or express yourself?
Introduce yourself.
This is Michael.
Hi,
Yay.
Michael.
From Florida?
No, from Colorado.
Oh, the herpes
Yay.
Guy. Yay. There's a great testimonial.
There.
The herpes guy?
Yeah, herpes.
Herpes guy. Oh,
let's say
Bob's favorite whore motherfucker. That's the one.
No, there is a Michael from Colorado, I think, who got cured of the...
Yes, that is me.
See? And you fucking go, the herpes guy. Well, all right, you don't have him anymore, so you're the post-herpes guy.
Let's call you ex-herpes guy, okay.
Yeah, good. We know who you are. Go ahead. You're going to complain. Ion, you fixed my herpes, but you didn't make my dick thicker. Well, what's your complaint? What's your passion?
I got no complaint right at the moment. I mean, you know, maybe over time here I can develop something.
Oh, good.
Right.
Well, just say hey, because we were going to give everybody a kind of a jumping shot chance. It's kind of great fun, and this is where they can just bash us any way they want to, and it's fun and fine. And just
and you can be an actor here, Michael. Just make up some hypothetical.
I got a story for you. I got an Ion story that you might appreciate, which at the time was very distressing to me.
Okay, good.
Distressing is good. We like
that.
That's
good.
Well, okay, I had a reading, a session, excuse me, with Ion. Uh-huh. And my cat the night before had you know exited out the door and
right.
It was you know whatever it was a great loss and Ion said well this was on a Tuesday he said well it'll be back on you know you might look around Thursday and Thursday came and no cat man and you know so I was lied to again
You were disappointed.
Lied
well,
to
very
again.
Disappointed.
Good. Yeah,
that's a 99%er.
So what happened is, you know, by Saturday I went down and I got another cat because, you know, hey, any case. So Thursday of the next week rolls around and about early morning I hear this meowing at the door and Max comes back. And it was Thursday. It just happens it was a week later. Around at the damn time.
Well, that you got
to
squeeze
the
lemon.
It took you that long to line up to Thursday. Is that what you're saying, Michael?
Yes.
No, he didn't ask. He should have asked which Thursday.
Well,
no,
we had another
on that same line. The stock market was raging around 12, 13,000, almost 13.5, and folks are working with us in that window. And we said, well, this coming fall, or we'll see you all this coming fall, if you knew that the Dow Jones was going to be 10,080, that certainly puts you in a great advantageous position, would it not? And all the cheers of elation were just raging. The only issue is it was a year later in the fall when it arrived the same way. See, we don't do time. So
yeah.
So you got it. You got just as we said, it was a Thursday. We just didn't say which Thursday. And there you go. So now you're blessed with double cats, aren't you?
Oh, they just love each other, too.
Well, so good. So good. So,
so
the
you
Thursday,
see, Michael,
like Thursday holds. It's not which Thursday.
Yeah, you've
right.
got to squeeze the lemon if you really want to pin it. You've got to really ask redundant questions. Think
yeah,
it that
well,
way.
That became that Thursday morning as that this event occurred. It like, oh, okay, right, time.
Okay,
and see, the travail that you would have is like, exactly, here I am. I'm depending on non-physical again, and I've been
right.
let down. Good. Good. Because as you more and more come into your power, then we love it. Our favorite engagements is like, I don't give a happy fuck what you say. I'm going to do this. And that's when it's all good. We're bubbling over. It's effervescing. It's vinegar and baking soda then. It's good to go.
Right. So, Michael, we're asking you to put on the role of a basher. I can think of complaints I get from other people about Ian, people like from Andrew who don't participate. Put on those complaints you've heard people say.
Okay, well, what's his name? Oh, yeah. Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
Versus Vestal Goodman.
Goodman.
Absolutely.
Well, there's no
well,
question.
Well, okay,
in
now
our
if you're
going
to bash Ion, you would say I love Zappa. Ion, you're a fucking idiot on Zappa. That's bashing. Now, what are you going to do? You're asking. You're not doing the bashing. You just brought up these two people. What are you going to do with it?
No, he doesn't need you to direct him, Bob.
He does. He didn't do it right.
He hadn't finished his sentence yet.
It didn't look good.
Yeah, well, it's Thursday didn't look good either, but
right.
Okay.
Right,
so let's see what you say. Go ahead.
Well, it's like when I get finished hearing something by Frank Zappa, I'm angry. When I get finished hearing something by Vestal Goodman, it's like I feel overjoyed, and I can't tell you why that is, but that's
mm-hmm.
the impact that I get. And
okay,
I
so now
you
where's the bashing? Okay, that's your react. Where's the bashing of us?
Well,
you agree
he's
with
saying,
Ion.
This is the part where you'd pick in, Bob, as if we're supposed to be on the same team. You'd pick it up, and you would defend Zappa. You defend Zappa to Michael.
No, I agree. I agree with the emotional effect that one a timid 99%er eardrum does think that Zappa makes you angry. You have not ascended enough to get to the fucking power that Zappa is expressing, and
well,
you can't sit around with a fucking 3-minute stupid song like Ion played today compared to a 20-minute incredible orchestral big band synthesis of every great musician ever happened in history.
Right, and we suggest don't engage that unless you have fresh ammunition.
Who, me or Michael?
Anyone who'd listen to Zippity Doo-Dah for 20 minutes ought to go ahead and end it.
Well, see, that's where Ion is biased for some stupid reason. Ion is addressing that he claims he's for the 1%er, but he's here to help the 99%er. And the 99%er is so weak in the ear department, as Zappa said, they wouldn't know music if it bit them on their ass. They like sentimental stuff. They like this, the inspiration. They require the inspiration that what Fuckface gives them, Vestal. The point is, once you have got the inspiration, you don't need it anymore, you then can explore sound, and that's what you do with Zappa.
Right, and so Zappa is the representation of noise. Vestal is the representation of music. Good.
Yeah,
we agree.
Zappa is the creative factor of contrast for you. And now, when you get really accomplished in listening to Zappa, you actually find no contrast. It's all wonderful. Even the timid little Connie Dobbs, that little fucking five-footer who likes Glee, fucking loves Zappa.
Well, we
now,
like the Muffin Man.
Be?
We like the Muffin Man.
No, you don't. You play children's music when you're referring to that.
Yeah,
so anyway,
you know
so what
the Muffin Man?
Look at that. Look how fucking childish that is.
Man.
Look at
that. Well, that's the most significant
thing
I've ever
done. I'm even starting to bash my own team.
Well, indeed. Or what is the other one? I like to get fucked in the watermelon hay. What's
yeah,
that other one? There's
yeah,
another
yeah, yeah.
one.
Yeah, Easter and watermelon hay. So, watermelon in Easter hay is the title. So I'm saying, Michael, look at what you're what's wrong with feeling angry?
It's like there to me the anger then becomes total conflict with myself, which to me is useless.
That's what you need to learn. If you get more ascended, you will not notice the difference between pain and pleasure. I understand
all right.
that.
And so, in Zappa's defense here, take some of the Zappa shit. Most of it is defecation, but there are if you dig a little bit and jump around because we know it's very grating on the nervous system. We get that, but jump around and you may find a snippet or two hither
yes.
or tear.
Yes.
That might be intriguing. Also,
yes.
another thing that may help a bit is if you'll take and listen. We much prefer some of his ridiculous interviews rather than that gyration of shit that he pumps out and dumps on you like a dog vomits up a bad meal. We get that. It's painful.
And expect you to eat it.
It's like a dog growling over his own vomit. We get that. But if you actually pick it apart and can embrace it at any level of it, all of a sudden, it won't be quite as repressive. And if that's the case, that's what Bob's talking about, to shift you to another level where there might actually be a Zappa thing that wouldn't make you want to transition.
Yeah, Michael, you've heard Arne Coleman, Albert Eiler, Archie Shepp, the Free Black Jazz. You ever heard of those guys?
Haven't.
Okay, go back and look them up, Arne Coleman, and hear their 60s YouTubes. That was a whole movement of avant-garde jazz moving into noise, and they were responding to the noise of the global theater. So if you're not used to that, and Zappa is expert in that world as well as Pleasant. You listen to his Room in the Jets album, which is 50s doo-wop. It's incredible. I should send you
it's
a link
a very
to
different. It's a different moniker, and it might not be quite so great.
Yeah, I'll send you the Room in the Jets links. But anyways,
yeah. And
Michael,
if you can get it at that level, then all of a sudden there might be a place where you could embrace
right.
a little
but,
of it.
But Ion, I'm realizing from Michael's jabs is that we got a great mosaic, a great poetry here of a Vestal and Zappa really is a good contrast. It's a metaphor how much bliss you can take and how much contrast you can take and how much difference you make between them. So it's actually very good to have Zappa versus Vestal. I like that now.
So your cat is one and your Zappa Vestal is you're two for two, Michael. That's good.
You're on our side, Michael.
You're doing good. Two for two. They hadn't else done that yet. So
if you don't
good.
Mind being the guy who let your team down, then you can feel good. But I don't think you want that stigma.
Well, it makes no difference.
So try to
Stigmata worked for Patricia Arquette.
Right.
So
who did
okay.
Stigmata?
Yeah.
Which movie was that? Because she was
Stigmata.
In
Stigmata.
Yeah, she was in Crash, the movie based on J.G. Ballard. You know the. Cronenberg.
Yeah, bless Bob's Googler.
Yeah, that's my Googler. That's my instant facts. So, Michael, one way you people can come up, think of things like Tina should start quoting her sister at us.
Oh, yeah. The people have had disdain regarding us. That's good. That's fun.
Yeah. I've got one other musical question, and it relates to a guy by the name of Punit Yantri, who has done some music, and the album of which is called In the Company of Angels. And it supposedly creates a coherence between the heart and the head, or the brain. Does that ring anything, Ion?
Yeah, it gives us a headache, like Zappa.
Okay. I got you. Just a
See, you're trying to make a head
frequency.
Thing. You're trying to make a head. You're trying to make a chest cold into a head cold.
Okay.
Right. So the fact that he's including head, heart, and mind, whatever you said, the three things, the fact he's got the head or mind in there fucks up his music.
It does it.
Is
Ion's
point.
It's over.
Now, Zappa is heavy mind. You know, Zappa's mind, Vestal's instinct. So there's the contrast there. I'm not as...
No. Zappa's in the mind. Vestal knows.
Yes, that's it, yes.
Yeah, but I agree with Carol. She presents a boring visage of over time
well,
to her audience.
That's okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean, they're both gone, so it really makes no difference. But
no, and her audience.
Right.
Now, one could say the pure percept, what McLuhan called percept, of knowing the average conceptualizing mind has a problem with that. They can't live that simply.
Uh-huh.
It's a simplicity. I recognize Vistel as showing a simplicity and the values of that. I don't know if that includes the ascension process where you have contrast all the time. Not all the time.
When you're laying out a diagram or laying out a model where you're trying to prove something, you got to know what it is you're proving. Otherwise, it won't hit the target, will it?
No.
That's the point.
So
you can't beat Zappa if you can't stand to engage it. So find something that is engageable at all, and then it may work. Then you can come and you can tell Bob exactly what a ridiculous waste of time the entire life of Zappa would entail.
Yeah, that happens
among.
Boy,
then it would be on.
Yeah, that happens among the Zappa elite. Me and Ben Watson, when we get together, we discuss how we hate Zappa.
Yes.
He wrote a book on Zappa. He wrote the best book, probably. And I did the best interview, so you put us together, what do? We bash Zappa.
Right.
Question, Bob. During that era, there was people like Graham Parsons, the International Submarine Band, the Byrds, that kind of thing. Where did that all fit in?
That's all Laurel Canyon, which Zappa was the king of at the log cabin. Go online and read the articles on... Have you seen those? Have done it. Where the thesis is that Jim Morrison, Gale Zappa, all the heavies in Laurel Canyon were sons and daughters of generals in the military.
Right.
You've seen that.
Yes.
So I don't believe that. I don't think that's relevant, but it's an interesting retrospective. But Laurel Canyon.
Well,
was
when
where
you're
it was
trying
at.
To prove MK Ultra, it fits nicely.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when you're trying to prove the myth of MKUltra. But what does it say? That a lot of those people, Joni Mitchell even played with Zappa one night, in a club in New York. So you have a lot of people. The charismatic place was Laurel Canyon. It's like everybody heard about go to San Francisco in 67, but the real action was in Laurel Canyon around Zappa.
Right, yes. Yeah, I've heard this from people, actually, that were down there at the time, too, sort of.
We were there. Carol and I were there. We were part of it. As a matter of fact, the collapse of Laurel Canyon is in Thomas Pynchon's new novel called Inherent Vice, I think is the title. And it's about the spring of 1970, about the effect of Manson on Laurel Canyon.
How about an Oliver Stone movie about Laurel Canyon?
That'd be good. Well, you get glimpses of it in the beginning of the Doors movie when it shows Jim Morrison in his bungalow, and it shows his bed, and there's a copy of McLuhan's Understanding Media. You remember those opening scenes, and he's at some party, he was out in a tree beside a house in a party?
Yeah.
That idyllic atmosphere at the very beginning, that poetic, lyrical atmosphere, that to me is evoking Laurel Canyon, though Stone doesn't identify it as Laurel Canyon. The opening of the Doors movie that Stone did.
Ah, yes.
You know that movie?
Yes, I've seen it. I saw it once.
Yeah, well, if you go back, it opens scanning the bed or desk or something of Jim Morrison in this nice house where there's a party going on, and you see the various books he's reading, you know, The Symbolist, Rimbaud, and those guys, and McLuhan's Understanding Media.
I didn't know
that. That's the the unique bohemian 60s version of that Laurel Canyon was. That's evoked. But no one – there is one movie about a groupie. I have to think about that. There is some movie about that period, but it's really done stupidly. So.
Well,
I think
Stanley
it's a
Kubrick
woman who was a groupie in Laurel Canyon, and it takes place 20 years later, and it's about her married to a yuppie executive, but her past in Laurel Canyon comes back. Don't know what that's called, though. So anyways, Laurel, so where did it go from Laurel Canyon? You see, where did it go to? It couldn't go anywhere. So now we're fully discarnate. Never was a where it's at after Laurel Canyon. What it turned into was people retreating to the country and going into communes.
Yes, I got you.
Okay, this is getting ridiculous. Carolyn.
Carolyn's busy packing.
But she needs to come in. They're getting close with the gorilla.
That's King Kong. That was a major theme.
No,
in
it is
Laurel
not.
Canyon.
Don't you.
Don't obfuscate it, Bob.
Yeah, objugated. That's right.
They're getting close with the gorilla.
That glassy stuff.
No, we won't go there.
Good. No, it's just to notice it. Good. Now,
okay.
Next. Who else? A lot of folks have jumped in, so say hi.
There's no lurking. You got to bash. Come on, Michael, put on some negative
stuff. I got one more good thing for RNA drops.
No, we don't want that.
Okay.
We want to do a negative thing. Then you'll earn the right to do a good thing. And you can
RNA
just quote it. Quote something. Quote someone who doesn't like ION.
I don't think that ION has any relationship to a meat sack body because his explanations are all mental. So he really doesn't know what's going on.
That's a good point. Very good question.
Right. That's exactly right. We know we never see a meat sack body as less than. So you're absolutely right. We agree. You win. Because there is no less than place. And if there is a less than place, it's your choice. You see?
Well, this
we also do not know unironed sheets. Okay? There are unironed sheets. We think some people don't even sleep with sheets, but we know nothing other than ironed sheets.
Oh, I see. So you're saying when the human beings, they think stuck in their body, ion has no perception of that lower state, and that's true. The body is not a lower state. So that's a good point there, Michael, isn't it?
And then we even poke at JW sometimes, trying to get that place, and he has no issue in his body either, you see? I mean, it's very strange. He can go up and down sizes based on when he puts on his pants because he has lots of different sizes. Well, he changes sizes instantly based on the pair of pants that he's putting on.
Yeah, whatever pants he puts on, his body fits.
That's his size. So we don't even have a fucked up human to play against to say, well, you less than motherfucker, what are you doing? You need to get into something. Can't you listen to us? Well, he does and says, oh, okay, 34s it is today. Okay, so that fits. Okay, a 32 length. Okay, so then, but some are 33, some are 35.
But see, this is the benefit of going negative.
Accordingly.
The benefit of going negative here, what's called negative or bashing, is that you asked a good question and we got an interesting, uplifting, or whatever answer from Ion.
We have no construct to gauge a less than human meat sack. Okay?
Right.
We have nothing to gauge.
And Ion often says that Jesus, one of the Jesus or all of them, they could help people do well in their
health
situation.
They only saw them as whole.
Yeah.
That's all we see them as whole.
So Ion sees us all as perfect, Michael.
Yes.
Indeed.
Now most people say, well, this ain't a perfect
world. In our world, titties don't sag.
Okay, that could be seen as unrealistic. Okay, in our world, we're...
Not to us.
No, okay, but we have to... That's the problem. You're not connecting to our fallen state enough.
It's
fuck your fallen
connection state.
That's what we've said from Itch. Fuck your fallen state. You're fucked up and get unfucked or get out. That's what we're saying.
Yeah,
and we're offering you the ability to embrace it and many have, and they are. And then if in that process, if there's bashable positions, this is a good way to embrace that. Good.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. People say they like to celebrate their imperfect body and problems they create. Ion even says these as paths to joy. So what is it, Michael, of the attitude that says Ion is not realistic? He's not dealing with the problems. The problem with that that basher is that he thinks their problems is leading to a negative place. He doesn't know their problems are leading to a good place, to a bliss.
Or that there's ever a problem at all.
It's the desire for compassion from another meeting.
Fuck compassion. Fuck goddamn compassion. The compassion is what got you fucked up in the first place. It's a bunch of ridiculous shit. You run around here, I have empathy for you. I have sympathy for you. You come into your place of power and we tell you officially you'll give a happy fuck what everybody else has got hemmed up their damn smoke screen. Let it go. It's over. They'll be out of your way soon. It's not.
Yeah, Michael, in male terms, Ion's in a constant state of, what's that word? Priapism, you know, horny dick.
Right.
Run around to fuck anything that moves.
Priapism.
He's in that state 24/7 and he ain't going to get fucked. Everybody. He's like a junkie stoned.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's like animals inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like animals inside?
That's why I keep my animals inside.
Yeah.
Why? So that you'll be repressed? Oh, they'll fuck anything. Right. Okay. But that's a projection of you. You're keeping your animal suppressed.
Yeah. And that's okay. The point. See, that's the softening. Now, to soften that is there's no compassion.
Yes.
For Pete's sake.
Yes.
Bleeding fucking liberals.
Oh, bleeding fucking right wingers. Somebody reached in a private session
well,
goes, Ion, you're just a right winger. You're a fucking right winger, Ion.
Yeah. And the only problem with the right wingers is that sometimes all they get is what's left.
Yeah, why don't you say bleeding right winger?
Oh, because of the most all of your one percenters are toward the right. every single time without fail or exception.
And that's someone a bashing would be, Ion, you are prejudiced by JW's body, JW's attitude.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's perfectly fine. But then we'll play with it, and we can go sit at the Occupy. We even know what the real pie is.
You're pretty cool, right-winger.
Well, we'll see. Maybe not.
JW is a pretty cool right winger. JW's not really a right winger, but he would be seen as a right winger.
Yeah,
he doesn't care. Steve up in Nova Scotia thinks the Tea Party is going to put us all in jail, even us and off us, whereas JW celebrates the Tea Party.
Sure. No problem.
But JW doesn't care about the world the Tea Party involved in. Just if you want an opinion, I'm all for what they do.
Or have a conversation, certainly.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about here. What you're talking about here is let's take Occupy Wall Street. Okay?
Yeah.
Which is the new Ben and Jerry's flavor. Occupy, P-I-E, Wall Street. Okay, they get up there. They're mad as hell. They're not going to take it no more. They're not Tea Partiers. They're just going to bring Wall Street to the notion that they are the 90 and 9. Okay, and they announced that. They said, we didn't make this shit up.
We
couldn't make this shit up. They would have us incarcerated if we made up the shit that you're watching on your chip body now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty far out there when you really, really, really get to it. No. Let's get it better. They come down from Battery Park or up from Battery Park, and they're going to show those fat cat billionaires, millionaire, that's what they are. Those fuckers are millionaires, and they're bitching about it. They're running around. They're going to march and protest by these big opulent mansions uptown where the real fat cats live, way past the Waldorf Astoria. They're going to go into Barbara Walters' neighborhood.
Yorkville, right where we lived. We lived in
Yorkville. Hell. Well, and then, and here's what happened. Those fat cats, the rich people from their opulent mansions, looked out the window. They had to move silk drapes to do it. But they looked down and they said, Daddy, 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 there are people marching in front of our house. And Daddy looks at the child and says, it's okay, son. They just want us to build a nicer park so they'll have more convenient places to protest. You see? The park they're claiming is theirs was paid for by a rich person, or it wouldn't be. They do put names on them fucking parks, do they not?
Yep.
Well, there it is. So it has no effect on the one percenters. You can run around. And the rich people aren't even bitching. Even goofball Warren, we appreciate him as much as we can. We're not paying our fair share. Okay, motherfucker, give all your money to the goddamn government, and then they'll be done. Because they'll piss away your money, and he knows this. They'll piss away your money just like they do their money. They're not
the
a better
Warren,
manager.
Warren's a hypocrite. He doesn't put out his real
right-wing
self
right.
in front of
well,
people.
Well, right. That's fair, because it's all about Berkshire Hathaway and the A
yeah.
preferred.
And the nice middle-class chartered accountant guy he is in his home, same home as he had for 100 years. And,
no
and,
problem.
And
paid
nice
$35,000 for it, and it's all good. Well, no.
How much
did
he pay for it?
$35,000.
Right.
But
so,
now we're not.
Yeah, how about this?
What they don't say is there's $2.5 million worth of electronics and or connections and or security.
In his
That's
home.
What they don't say.
Good point.
But,
good point. They don't analyze the chip or TV level of his home.
And they also don't say that he also owns the street that his house is on. So if someone's trespassing, so if someone's trespassing, they can be hermetically removed instantly. He
right,
doesn't
right.
have many traffic jams coming out of his garage.
This is good stuff. I haven't heard this before.
So just to give it like a little microcosm.
Yeah, I got a more complex thing. The billionaires, we assume, own the major networks. So the major networks make publicity out of Occupy Wall Street. They have content, a new bizarre scenario that people watch, which then pays for the ads, and the guys get the stuff. So the billionaires are supporting Occupy Wall Street to enforce their own reinforce their wealth. If you think of them as owners of the TV programs that are exploiting the Occupy.
Well, and it gets really interesting. Then you got 999 Herman Cain coming on a thing, getting in front of people who are unemployed, and says, "Hey, motherfucker. If you are unemployed and you're fucked up, it's your fault." And everybody cheered and clapped and gave hoorays.
Well, in the rigged audience, probably.
Well, wait.
Audience.
No, that
of
is the
people.
Point.
There's probably rich people in the audience at the debate.
That is, but that has nothing to do. You're talking about someone who's now number one in the grand old party scheme of things, who came from zero and went to hero overnight.
And he's going to help create the meme. It's a bankrupt government, so he's sort of an easy version
it's
of Tea
bankrupt.
Party.
He says he doesn't want a big term. Give him 3 months so he can abolish all the bullshit that's gone. And he says, and I'll retire. I'll get out. There won't be any need for me to be the sitting president because this whore is fucked out. She's
yeah,
done.
He's like a Cincinnatus or a Solon in ancient Greece who didn't want to be the head of the thing. And
you mean Barry Goldwater.
Oh, no, that's a difficult issue. but certainly one didn't know Barry was saying that he would only require 3 months.
Blah, blah, blah. Run it up Strom Thurmond's ass and come back and we'll have a chit-chat.
Okay, was Strom Thurmond Barry Walters' enemy then?
Of course.
Was he on? Okay, Strom Thurmond. Who they make Barry Walter. Barry, what's his name? Barry...
Boy, you're not giving much substance
name,
for your
Karen?
Argument when you don't know
oh, yeah,
Barry Goldwater.
They made Barry Goldwater a right-winger, and he's actually his real enemy is the most far-right, anti-Semite, anti-black, anti-everything, Strom Thurmond, with many skeletons in the closet. He's a Democrat, and he makes himself
yellow
look
dog,
good.
A yellow dog Democrat. That's even worse.
Because
yeah.
he owned LBJ.
Oh, right. New folks are coming. Okay. So to clean this bashing up, the What were we bashing, Bob?
Nothing. You were talking about the Wall Street. You're bashing the occupiers. You're bashing the 99ers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We like that. We're celebrating the 99%ers, and now let's get it back to the chip body. So
okay,
chip
I got something. This is what I want to say. So good. Herman Cain, he comes in for only 3 minutes to bring to save the rich by canceling the government because it's bankrupt, and he knows that, so he's got to come up with an alibi while he does that, and then he tells people get their own job and don't worry about the government. He's actually working for the cover-up.
No, he's going to convert some of the national parks and the cemeteries to bury all your unquieted dead.
Are there many parallel worlders in the park?
No.
No.
Shit, no. They're in some of the skyscrapers giggling.
Right.
Like schoolgirls. It's ridiculous.
Well, as a little bit I've seen, there's a bunch of flake kids doing it. It looks suspicious that it's getting a lot of coverage.
Right. It's tourists coming in to see what the fuck's going on. It's kind of like looking at the big stalk of corn in Nebraska. Oh, let's see the world's largest spool of twine. You know.
It's Instant City. Woodstock was Instant City. So this is the Instant City encapsulating all the various versions of it since the Summer of Love, and then all those rock festivals and every other Burning Man. This is a concrescence of that all around the world. It's a fad, but a fad is always telling us what's really going on or what's indicative of something that's happening. So the all you need is togetherness is an expression of the effect of ION. So ION, you helped spark the Occupy Wall Street move.
We didn't start the fire, but the world's been burning since the world's been turning. So
no, you. This is another expression of non-physical.
Yeah. Well, get your little marshmallows and your little weenies, because you're fixing to have a Halloweeny.
Yeah, and my commentary on it's a celebration of the Living Museum of Human Form.
That might have been a $50 statement, Bob. We're sorry.
What'd you say?
You better get your marshmallows and your Halloweenies.
Okay, so that's a couple days after the 28th, Carolyn.
Yeah, we're sorry. You said don't do that, but we did it. That might have been
And like the bashers, you guys are not being bashers. You'd be demanding time. You should be interrupting us, demanding your grievance, or pretending you've got a grievance. They're not even anybody here.
Please, if you don't mind, if it's convenient, convince us of precisely how fucked up we are.
Who'd you address that to?
Anybody that wants to damn play. We come up here. Somebody needs to get fucked, and we need to get somebody up here on the stage. Come on,
Would you
Bob,
go
get...
smote Sheila? Smote somebody so then everybody
you
has something
it?
To complain
it's
about.
It's not a problem. Hey,
you're going
to
smote you, Sheila. You better fucking hide under the bed. He's coming.
We won't have a problem. Come on.
Smote James, too. Smote someone in every con. Smote the whole fucking crew of them that are lurking.
Mmm. It sounds delicious.
That got him speaking a little.
That got him chicken. Hey, come on, chicken.
Well, so what are you getting at, Ion, about Halloween coming up next week?
No,
like
we didn't say
no.
You're being too precise. You're being too precise. Now, you've never been accused of that before, but far we said you're going to enjoy a Halloweeny.
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 Not a Halloweeny, a Halloweeny.
A Halloweeny. That's correct. And get some marshmallows. Melons. Now, come in. They said don't be leaking shit, and that's why we acknowledged that we did, and so good. It's the window, it's the fall, it's the position, it's the case, it's the pungent reality that is...
It's the fallout of the failure to save Germany, Euro, and everything this week. That'll have consequences by Halloween.
Very bright. Y'all bashing Bob, and you should do a better job because he's worthy to be bashed. But let me tell you something about Bob. He's the hottest motherfucker when it gets right down to where the grits meet the gravy. You know, you got to really work this out with the grits and the gravy. If you get too much gravy, the grits ain't no good. If you don't get enough gravy, you can't eat the grits. A polenta, if that's what you want to call it. Well, if you get the perfect mix with grits and gravy, oh, it's just euphoric. Bob, single-handedly, you bashable bastard, Bob single-handedly always brings it back to the proper amount of gravy to the grits. And if you only knew that we were actually bashing Bob now, because to have us speak about food, foodstuffs, food substances is absolutely like playing Vestal Goodman to Bob's ear. He enjoys it about as much as a colostomy, and he doesn't even know what that is.
Oh, I like Vestal.
Is that something that the queen does to y'all?
Yeah, good point. That's what LaRue says, yeah.
But now we personally enjoy her derivatives.
The queen's derivatives.
Ion, is the marsh melon a reference to Carnegie Mellon?
Did you say Peggy?
No,
I
didn't.
That's Guggenheim.
Yeah.
No, she's... Oh, you're right. It's Peggy. What is Peggy Hitchcock? You're right. Very good point. Yeah, Peggy is here in Hawaii. Okay, Sheila, back to what you said. Do it again, but try to bash it a bit.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. You know, get somebody bloody or at least.
You didn't
up.
Really, you know, complain that he implied Carnegie
pinch,
Mellon.
Pinch non-physical's nipples a little bit. Get them interested, honey.
Well, what do you mean complain that it was about Carnegie Mellon? I asked a question. I didn't know.
Well, no. We're not asking questions.
We're not trying to edumacate you, darling. Yeah. We're giving you the opportunity to make your bitchings open
for everybody
to play with.
This is this year's Christmas party. If A.S.A. Scott was here, like he was last year, they'd get everybody riled up. He was in the mood. He started insulting everybody last Christmas. Remember?
We thought that was fun, and so now you have the opportunity. If you have anything that you have issued, Bob does this every day. Ion, you whore motherfucker, who the hell do you think you are? You're coming in here telling us all this stuff. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and you're trying to tell us this crap, and we don't even get the last thing you said, and you expect us to know the next thing you said. Now you won't even answer our who, what, when, where, how, why questions. You don't even respond. Exactly how qualified are you, non-physical, to be non-physical? You lose the vote. You don't have. If you were up for popular vote, that even the Yellow Dog Democrats wouldn't elect you as non-physical.
But you're becoming less and less non-physical and more physical as we become more non-physical.
No, you're not becoming. No, you don't want to go more non-physical.
Hang on.
That'll ruin all her paintings.
You're
going to have to burn her paintings.
No.
You're painting the wrong concept.
Fucking stupid paintings
that she does.
No. Easy.
This is lightweight. This is not heavyweight.
Let us tell you. I hear her chirping.
So it's just a little protest.
Yeah, go make some singing going on, that's for sure. Honey, you don't want us any more physical than we are already.
But she's talking about herself. She thinks she's doing the Torchwood scenario where immortal Jack Harkness gets mortal while everybody goes immortal. That's what Sheila's doing here. She wants to go more non-physical while everybody gets good and physical.
Apparently there is
you
power
fucking
in
slut.
Apparently there is power in the blood.
You slut for the non-physical. You marshmallow whack job.
Apparently there is power in the blood. But now, here's the thing. The point is of the non-physical, you want to become more God, so you don't want us to become more physical. Because knowing what we know, if we become more physical, you fuckers ain't got a chance.
That's the rock cry
saying.
Out.
But you said you were becoming more physical on cash flow.
Well, we did, and we are. But you
and
don't
tell me what
we
that
didn't
means.
Say you wanted it. We didn't
and
say
that
it was
a
desire.
Threat.
That's
Sheila,
a threat. That's
that
a
was
threat.
A threat.
Yeah, there's the lesson for today. The intervention of Ion increases as we do not take our power. Ion will start fucking blowing up the volcanoes.
We got the chip body. Now we're in the physical body and having physical applications. And y'all started the TikTok. That metronome had set for a million millennia. And you all started the metronome up, and you said, tick-tock, tick-tock, and you said, oh, let's go a little faster. Tick-tock, tick-tock, oh, let's go a little faster. Oh, this is fun. I don't know what this is, but I kind of like it.
Left, right, left, right.
And then it goes on, oh, yeah, that's right. But see, you all started this tick-tock. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a conversation. But it's a good conversation, and you want to get there, but this ain't the time to fuck with it. It's time to get on with it. Just so everybody knows.
And you should be asking what it is. I do it every day. Get on with it. What's the it?
Huh.
Yeah. It's like she's considering that she's going to get hit by a punch. Did I just get smoked? Did I just get knocked out?
Hmm.
You called my painting stupid, but you were all jizzed up about what I'm working on a couple days ago.
You believe my fucking shit? You just happened to be 30 minutes of my day. I dealt with another 35 fucking people in all kinds of different moods, praises, and put downs. So
bless,
do not think
Bob,
that person talking to you is the one you're really talking to.
Precious name of Bob, let angels prostrate fall. Behold him as he ascends the throne and crown Bob, Lord of all.
Nice quaver.
Bless Bob.
Good quaver.
No, darling, run him up the damn flagpole. Something will come out.
Yeah,
don't let him get away with
try
that shit.
I think I'm going to let him get away with that shit.
No, that's the fun. See, that's the fun. That's the fun. That's the interplay.
They like the masochists.
That's the fun. You even got Carolyn all excited now. This is getting somewhere. It's good.
Listen,
see,
Bob, you're always running down the image, blah, blah, blah. Don't be so visual and don't have any images. And you call me and you're all excited about this image I'm working on.
No,
I'm demanding you to change your fucking image. You got it wrong.
I'm not fucking changing it.
That's your problem.
Good.
That's what I'm complaining about.
Good. That's good. That's what actually Bob's
trying to say. She goes into defense. She gets collapsed. It's like, I'm not kidding. Look, stay on your point.
That's
right. You didn't have a point. You didn't have a point. So you...
No. She did. She did. She said it. She says, I'm not changing my image. Good.
I actually got clarity on the Bible image from Brian Session the day before,
mm-hmm.
and then I found out you were painting it. So then
mm-hmm.
I said, hey, this probably needs to be corrected. So I suggested what you would do, but all in a nice, treacly marshmallow. Oh, well, let's do it in the second painting. You know?
Marshmallow.
But that doesn't mean that's what I was really feeling.
You knew I was painting that for a long time, Bob. Don't
I didn't know.
No.
I did not know that. I forgot about
it. Yeah. That's
yeah,
the bashing of Bob.
I can't remember everything of every
he
I
knows met. Exactly nothing.
Yeah, and I said I wake up every day and I forgot what I did the day before and I do it over again.
Right.
I'll probably call you up in a few months and say, you know what? You ought to do this kind of painting.
Right, and exactly. See, Bob is guaranteed eternity because he hadn't got over the Groundhog Day that he started 155,000 years ago. Literally, for Bob, it's fresh and new every day.
Yeah.
We could tell, and it's great fun for non-physical. We could say the same fun thing every single day, and he giggles like a schoolgirl.
And then I get the same complaint.
And then
he
says, asparagus? Carolyn, do we eat asparagus? Yes, Bob, we eat asparagus. Those long green things. Oh, yeah. We've got to have some of
piss.
Those.
I
want to try those. I
don't
those.
Like them. They make stinky piss, or the odor it comes from eating a lot of asparagus.
When I woke Bob up this morning, I said, my usual is, what day is it today?
What is today, Bob?
Yeah,
what is today? And I said something about the radio show or Wednesday. He said, we did the show yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, he did.
Wow.
And
that's why
happened.
He was kind of brilliant. And then he had to get his damn ass up and get his shit together and get on the goddamn phone and do the run. That's what he did.
After I slapped you upside the head.
That's
so
right.
So what happened when you corrected me? What did I say?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you believe Carolyn when she corrects you. That's good. So you're pretty smart.
Oh yeah, Carolyn leads. Well,
yeah, he's
not
always
all the
too,
time. Often
Bob's,
she's fucked up.
Bob's always too clever by half.
I complain. You're leading in the wrong direction.
Damn, it's just so
over
normal,
this way.
Bob, see, this is what they're getting a first-hand peek at. This is that way we are all the time when it's just Bob and non-physical.
Didn't you
we
say
in Melby
Titanium when we get to the who's on first thing? That'll have
well,
new meaning.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that. Don't mess that up now. You fuck it up most of the time. Don't fuck it up this time. You got people watching, Bob. Don't fuck it up now. Get it right.
Everybody's watching, Ion said the other day.
Right,
everybody
right.
is watching.
Yeah, get it right. Get it right.
You guys are watching right now, and you won't cover that up with a fake action.
Get your little Antichrist buddy down there. That'll be fun.
Let's call Steve.
Let's fucking call Steve.
Okay, let me just try that. We'll fucking get some action here. What time is it there? 7 o'clock. It's only in the evening.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Who cares? Anyway, while you're fucking with all that, hello, everybody. Y'all got something. Welcome to the roast or the bash or the bust or the pop
the
or the top or whatever you're calling this now. Welcome. Anybody want to say hi?
Hello.
It's our Brian. Come on, Brian. Bash
what?
Us, baby.
I think Brian could come up with something.
Brian could.
Hold on, what the hell's going on here anyway?
We're bashing non-physical.
Let's go. It's an office party without ASA Scott so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
we're doing
Bob.
We're doing
a bash Bob Palooza.
It's a roast. It's an Ion roast.
No, I have defected to their side and helping them out of empathy and to bash me. And of course, he ends up complimenting me because he got no evidence of them.
But the best bashing of Ion was by Ion himself.
Yeah,
so far, but we're just having fun with it.
Oh, there's a new person. Please identify yourself or you're going to turn around and go back out.
Say hello.
Hi, you guys. It's Jenny. I just called in. What are you guys doing?
Hey,
Jesus
darling.
Christ, what are we doing?
When
you hear the recording, you hear what you miss, Jenny. You miss some incredible stuff.
They're trying to beat the fuck out of non-physical, darling. Welcome.
Oh, well, I must be in the wrong call.
It's a good call. It's a good call because all these private, backbiting, two-faced, whore motherfucking
painters,
shit that run around running their goddamn mouths off the spew. Now you got an open forum, honey. You can lay it out for us.
Is that what
it's
this
great.
Is about? This is
it
open.
Is wide open. We're too cool for school, Brian. It's fun.
It's a Bob,
yeah, I mean,
it's a Bob
now
bro.
Jenny. Yeah, like take Jenny. Her physical form has totally changed in a negative way due to RNA drop.
No
fucking
perfect.
Complain about that.
It's perfect. Nope, that's not the point.
Oh, yeah.
That is not the point.
He's nervous about this issue. I didn't know if he could be sued on this point. He's trying to say it's
good.
That
is not a point. That's not a point. No, we're not bashing everybody. Everybody gets the chance to bash at us. If you have things that you don't get or you don't think is right.
If they are going to fuck, they better be prepared to fuck.
Well, so far, yeah. So far, Jenny, we've been the worst one on us so far.
We had to do it to ourselves. He's so fucking.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the anemia here.
Well, it's okay. That's fine. But the good news is.
And we always
say
Brian is the worst victim of Ion. He really has a lot of actual grievances.
Good. Bring your grievances, Brian. Jenny, you'll catch up in about 2 seconds, sugar love.
Yeah.
I have grievances.
No. Any incredulity.
That's a good example. You can't even know what you're fucking doing.
No. Bob, you're jet down, Bob. You're all right. What this is you get the opportunity, if there's something that comes crossways with you that we've crammed down your throat hole that you'd like clearness on so we can further cram it down your unknowing throat hole, this is your perfect opportunity to complain or fuss or say, Ion, I think you're full of shit, and describe exactly why, and then you get a forum or a floor to go at that. And Bob acquiesced. You can even beat Bob up if you don't want to play with us. That's okay. But it's just opened up to a roast, like a roast, when you're poking at.
Poking at. Oh, well, let's see. You brought up something a while ago that... It came up in one of my engagements about, you know, you've been bossing us around so far, but that ain't going on much longer. So my question is, for example, let's talk about the angels. The angels don't do nothing outside of God's direction.
That's right.
So Okay, now, non-physical. That would be this, you know, gods that separated themselves and
yeah.
divided or separated non-physical from physical.
Good.
And now you're saying, as non-physical,
yes.
that you don't want us more physical or else. You have this threatening little.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a threat. It's actually a promise. Here's
really?
The point. Yeah, no, we'll clean. That's good. That's a good bashing because that's a question that would come up that you might not take up with us straight on, not in this venue. So that's very good. Good. It's actually productive. Here's the point. Here's the deal. We came forth.
Yeah.
You heard a little bit here and there and embraced a little here and there. Now, we ask you the question, is your world better because of us or not? And you say absolutely. You're just as giggly as a schoolgirl. Everything's working out wonderful. And the parts that ain't are just you shifting into the place where everything's all right, way, way, way better and good than you could have imagined, mostly. Good. But now here's the thing. You little ones, started the TikTok. Well, in starting the TikTok, what happens is now there is a sense of urgency. And that urgency is prescribed, written in advance, by you. We're just responding to your place. So here's the deal as it lays out. The more you know about becoming God, getting on your throne, working out the details with those lampstands, which you are, no problem. But the more you embrace and engage your place of power, we say good. The more you know and don't engage the place of your power, what that does is it compounds our ability to have an affect on the effect of this world as you used to know it. You see, y'all created the chip body and you're not using it. So by God, we will. We'll show you how the milk got in the coconut. Oh, now, wait a minute, Ion. Easy now. Oh, easy. Okay, you have the ability to affect physical beings in their bodies, and you're not using that either. So we will. No problem. You want us to raise some folks out of the graveyard? You can, but if you won't, why not? Why not?
Hold on, where was it? Oh, that was in engagement I heard about. That was fucking hilarious. Hey,
it was.
Somebody was talking about the Lazarus Project. Oh, I want to know about the Lazarus Project. And then they made the comment about, well, how about you non-physical? You raised the dead. He's like, you don't want us fucking playing around in the graveyard. We'll just tell you that right now.
Well, but the less you do and know you can, the more we shall.
Uh-huh.
Just so. Everybody knows.
Okay, so, and what you're speaking of only pertains to the little ones.
Well, easy trigger. The answer is, so far. So far, see,
you go after the one percenters too.
Well, no, it becomes an enhancement. See, Brian, everything in your world, all the way to
Brian thinks he's a one percenter. Brian, you're part of the 99. You're vulnerable.
Well, but Brian's words don't know that, and
right,
so
his words are.
Different.
He thinks it'll hijack him up to a
and
vision.
That works. And
but
that's
Brian
enough.
Is one of the biggest disappointments in the Iondom situation. Well, they're all disappointments. You know,
well,
if
you still
say
had
about
time,
you behind the scenes. You should
if
know what you say
still,
about you fucking
if you still
asshole.
Had time, time would tell.
So, Bob, you tell me the difference between a 99%er and a 1%er then.
There you go. That's Brian. Okay, everybody, fasten your seatbelts. There
yeah,
we go. Now it's on. It's
here's
on now. We love it. That's good.
You put Bob on the stage and then Brian on the stage. You can
yeah.
obviously tell Bob is the 1%er and Brian is the 99%er. That's
okay,
it.
Describe the subjugation of the context of your babble.
No, I do not do that.
Well, do that now.
No, I don't listen to you.
No. We're saying if you're going to make that statement, defend it.
Here you want me to do babble now. I'm trying to make it simple. And you complain
well,
about me complicating it.
No, just defend it. That's all.
I'm here before they showed up. I'll be here after. I'm always doing everything for everybody. I'm on the radio. I keep the thing going. And that's a fucking hobby.
Right. In your spare time.
In my spare time.
That doesn't explain to me a one percenter. I don't mean that's a bunch.
I'm a one percenter. Whatever, you know, whatever you image or hear that you couldn't imagine the one percenter is, just look at me. Look at my fucking timeline.
Well,
look at what
no,
I'm
let's
look at my fucking
it.
Bride.
Know,
look at my fucking bride. You got a bride like that?
Know,
no, you don't.
No. Let's soften it because if we make it be about you, he really won't get it.
I tried to put gloves on my hard fist.
Yeah. There you go. Let's make it simpler.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, Brian. Do you know a milk bucket?
Well, yes, a bucket, but.
No, a milk bucket. There's a difference. You ascend, you one percenter, you. You ought to fucking know the difference in a milk bucket and a milk bucket. A milk bucket is very specific.
A stainless steel milk bucket.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's right. Okay. Now, you milk a mama cow in that bucket. Okay. Here's what's going to happen. 99% of that milk is going to go in, is going to be settled in the bottom of that. And 1% of that milk is going to rise to the top.
Cream.
And that's skimmed off, and that's known as cream. It is 100% inside the milk. But we defy you to push it into the 90 and 9. Can't do it. The cream always rises to the top. So if you're asked, so your question is valid, and we haven't developed it completely, but your question is appropriate. An easy way, because if you bring Bob into it, it's going to get to be a whole other bit of soup. The difference between a 99%er and a 1%er is the cream. That's the difference.
Fine. Okay, now you've just gave me an analogy. So now I'm going to ask again. Tell me the difference between the milk and the cream. You say, well, the milk.
Oh, okay. Good. I will answer it. The 1%ers raise the dead. The 1%ers can piss on people and they'll get well if they're sick. 1%ers speak to the environment and it responds. 1%ers have but to have a spoken word, and it becomes made manifest instantly in their reality.
Okay. I spoke to J.W. on March 18th, 09 to evoke the evergreens, and I got even more than I thought. That's evoking.
Do.
Okay. That's the 1%er.
And you wake up a 1%er. Let's give you some. Well, no. You've asked a good question. We own this. You ask the question. A 1%er wakes up and has a little chill. The house is cold. And the 1%er says, I'd like a nice temporal day, meaning I'd like a climate where I can wear long sleeves or fur coats. Nothing wrong with them. Beasts give their fur for good purpose. And I'd want it really, really, really cold because I'm going to a party and I want to wear my full-length black gamma female mink stroller. And if it's a 75 degree day, that will not be appropriate. So I would like a very frigid day so I can wear my best mink coat to the soiree or the party. A 1%er affects the weather to meet the desired clothing accoutrement.
Okay.
A 1%er has an ailment, a feeling in their body, addresses it, and it shifts instantly. Sometimes they move it around, but then if they can move it around, they're all powerful, those 1%ers, then they can move it to their neighbor's house. Good. Okay. A 1%er can have a lanai on their house, and the sunshine kind of be prohibitive because of the way the thing is set up, and can plant a tree, and a week later it can be tall enough to create a beautiful shade instantly. A 1%er has but to decide, has, can have a shirt that you iron once and never has to be ironed again.
Okay, so now let's get back to a 1%er, one who speaks their desire and it is manifest instantly.
Yep, And that's every single time without fail or exception.
Every single time without fail, and you're instantly. Now, when you say instantly, now, once they speak the words, I mean...
It's there.
It's realized in their world right then.
It's like Quaker instant grits. You just add hot water and stir them up and eat them.
Okay. All right. So, now...
No 20-minute grits, instant grits.
Right. So, you got Creator gods, as you've mentioned before, we see everybody as whole. We see everybody as God already. However,
we do.
That's right. Okay, but I'm saying those that have a desired outcome, they speak that desired outcome, and yet it doesn't happen instantly. So, the question is, there's something amiss. It's becoming.
It's not amiss. It's becoming.
What's becoming? Their desire after they spoke it?
No, their process of the power that they've engaged regarding the statement.
That which is coming versus those that speak in an instant.
For the one percenters, we don't have to have the long preachy speech about isness and arnesses, because the one percenters would instantly know that something is, and they'd like it to be in their world so it can be an arness for them. So they speak that like an app on your piss pod. Someone creates an app for your piss pod and you want to engage it, and bam, there it is. Instant. No lines, no waiting. You don't have to go shit. You don't got to do nothing. It's right there. Well, that's what a one percenter does. Now, and you get that, you see. You want to hear some music. You even have it downloaded, lined up, ready to go. It already is. You want to hear that music or the words, and you punch a button, and bam, there it is. You're engaging it. That's what a one percenter does. But now that's glib because everybody's doing that, thanks to us playing in the chip body. There it is again. We want to make it to be to where you have the essence of that melodious musical note or tone and or words regarding your reality. So you have an imitation something that you push a button and what you want's there instantly. That's what a one percenter does. Instantly. Up, I had a blowout. Up, I want a new tire. Up, I'm tired of running these retreads. Up, tire's full. You may have to stop and look because you want proof, but that's okay. Boom, there it is. New Uniroyals. Wow.
Yeah.
Instantly. But then you'd say, well, if it's that good, I just wouldn't have the tire blow in the first place. And we'd say, exactly. Exactly. See, exactly. But that's the difference or deference between the one percenter and the 99. 90 and 9. Okay, now your question is valid, and it's good, and even Bob's quiet, so that'll tell you something, because that rarely takes place. The point is, the difference between a 1%er and a 99%er is when you pine, wonder, question, figure, calculate, ponder, pontificate, check the looky box, validate, or you've got to go see. If you have to go see if something is made manifest or not, you're probably not a one percenter.
So if you speak your desire, then you got to go look and see if it is.
You're probably not.
Right. You're in essence sabotaging your creation.
Well, no, we don't. That's a big old word. That's a big old word. But soften it up. Okay, Michael.
You're doubting your power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael had pussy problems. Okay, he lost his pussy.
Michael, are you talking about the archangel? Who are you talking about, Michael? Archangel.
Michael on the call.
From Paul.
Michael had pussy problems. Okay, Michael had
with
a pussy, and he lost his pussy, and he wanted his pussy back, so he engaged his non-physical. And we said, oh, give it about a few days, but Thursday your pussy will come back. Well, he got up all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for his pussy to come back on Thursday. Well, motherfucker, the pussy didn't come. Well, there's that non-physical again, getting us all greased up for that, and that's not appropriate, okay? So he goes and gets another pussy, a cat. And when the cat shows up and he gets all happy and he leaves it off, the next Thursday, guess what? His old pussy comes back home. And there it is. Now he's got two cats.
Okay, and maybe that was his intention all along, was to have, you know, I want two instead of one. So,
well, then that's the difference between the 90 and 9 and 1, isn't it? Good.
And knowing.
See, in knowing it. Because, see, that's what we're talking about. But now, it'll go into tiered stages and levels. And so you're right on, Brian. You mean this ain't your first rodeo. You get it.
No. I know, but, okay, now you went from instantaneous to tiers and levels. Now you're speaking to those coming. Are you
asked the difference between a 99 and a 1, and now
okay.
You're asking to subjugate the difference of where you are in that proximity. Good.
Let me ask you another question then.
See, ain't this fun? Hey, wait, hold on just a second. Everybody, is this what y'all was talking about when you was going to have a roast to get down some of the grits and gravy of the stuff?
So they don't know what a roast is.
They
have no fucking clue. They don't even know why they're here.
But is this fun? Is this fun for everybody?
This is great. It's fun in a passive consuming way, but they're not creating. They're just acting like 99% are just watching the spectacle.
Okay, fine, Bob. Let me ask you this. So tell me the difference between a 99er and a 1%er. Okay, fine. We got that. Now I'm going to ask another question. Are there those in the middle, in others, going from 99 to the 1%?
Yes.
Those coming, those ascending.
Yes. And we already know who they are,
and they
may or may not be there yet, but they're on their way, yes.
Fine, and that's what I wanted to know, because then you're talking about a 1%er. Okay, now you gave the example, and you said this is how it is. You speak what you want, and it is right here, right now. Okay,
yep.
Now there are those that are coming to the 1%, and there are tiered levels that you go through to get there.
The only reason they're tiered levels is because they've got their belief. Thank you, God, for my belief. Now, God, help me with my unbelief or my disbelief. And that belief doesn't have anything to apply here, but it's what the faith calls it. So we're just mimicking those words. The whole point is that you get a taste of it, you try it, it starts applying, it starts working, then you develop it. When you develop it, then it becomes more. People don't know what they like what they know. If the ramified possibility is made available to you in your ascending or ascending state, and you embrace it, we've said this more times than we've said anything else, we don't care where you are, we're only interested in where you stop. Because where you stop is going to predicate how this ascension applies. Because that's going to affect the decision that you make of whether or not to transition or not. That's the point. Do you see? We would say we could see everyone as a 1%er, as God, but they don't. Do you get that?
Okay. Yeah. And then to get back, because when you were explaining the 99 and then the 1%, there was a section there where you was talking about, you know, once you're speaking what it is you want, you know, then if you go back and if you got to, how was it, if you got to look for it or if you got to analyze it or question, develop it. Now, you said a bunch, I can't remember all the words, but I'm thinking now.
Ponder, pontificate.
Right, well,
blah, blah, blah.
But see, that would...
You're probably not.
For the ones that are coming, I mean, there's that stage where you go through that. Isn't that true? Or are you just...
True. Interesting construct.
Is it correct? Is that not correct?
No. That's what we were saying, and you're just you're saying that again, and we're with you. That's right. That's fine. But the distance between that, what you're actually asking, let's say it a different way. Okay, Ion, I'm milking the damn cow. It's utterly delicious. I've got them teats in my hand, and I'm going at it like a son of a bitch. Boy, I'm just getting it. Boy, and that milk. And I hunch a little bit, and I get that milk to flowing, and it fills that bucket. What you're asking is, Ion, exactly how long does it take the cream to settle or rise to the top or separate from the milk? We'd say it's going on all along. Those are the tiered levels that you're speaking of. But you don't notice the cream separating from the milk until you're done milking. You don't notice until you're done milking. But that process is going on simultaneously all along. Did you get that?
Okay, Ian, you've held forth, and your interesting statement was everyone's a one percenter from your view.
Yes, and until they decide otherwise,
yeah.
And we just gave the difference of what the difference is.
Let me ask you this, Ian. What was your view about 2 or 3 weeks ago on cash flow when you were not having the silliness, the fucking repetitive questions, over and over? Now, it sounded to me like, okay, it sounded to me at that point that okay, well, maybe there are those that maybe you do see them as one percenters, but it's just that, okay, what's all this nonsense?
Yeah. Well, we tried fuck them.
Yeah,
they
that's
can't
a good point, Brian. What is the
well, we're gonna,
the
if
shift
you'll shut
of
up,
ratios?
We'll, if you'll
there.
Shut up,
if everybody's
we'll
perfect, why'd even show up? So what is the level? Maybe Ion's here to show us, to the degree we don't do it, Ion manifests.
Well, that's what we said, Bob.
Yeah,
welcome to the goddamn
welcome
conversation.
Welcome to my fucking world.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. The point is, Brian, if you come to a place, we started with fuck them if they can't take a joke. Well, now we've moved to the scenario of choke them if they can't take a fuck. does that soften it up for you, big boy?
Well, it's funny, I'll tell you that. I like that. Choke them if they can't take a fuck.
Well, exactly. Because, see, now all of a sudden, because they've added the impetus of desiring this position of ascension, we get that. Don't think for 1 second we don't know this. The ones that are interested in this, they are toe-up interested in this. They want it all, and they want it now. We want it more than they do, more times than not. But we're okay with the process that they're in, the process, in the process, in the process. And, oh, Bob, the needle's hung on the Victrola. You better crank the Victrola. It's winding down. Then what happens is you come to a place where the process doesn't become as significant as where you stop the phonograph. Where you stop the phonograph. And so, therefore, we can take the least what you call would note it, note, or so and noted, the least in the kingdom, and move them to the head of the class because they're in process. The milk's still coming in the bucket. It's automatically separating itself, the wheat from the chaff, or the cream from the milk. But we don't set a pecking order of this is more significant cream than another cream just because it's being agitated with a bit of contrast with new milk falling from the uttermost.
Yeah, this is my chart, tiny note chart. You get stuck at the LaRouche quadrant, it gives the precise details of where you are, 1840 to 1900. You get stuck in the McLuhan quadrant, you're between 1900 and 1918. You get stuck in the Thompson quadrant, you're in the 1918 to 1945 replay by the Android meme. And if you get stuck in the Croker quadrant, that's 45 to 60. If you get stuck in the Dobbs quadrant, That's
you're fucked.
From between 1960-1990. The point is, I point to the hex head not even stopping in the Dobbs quadrant. So my chart is a model of not stopping.
Good. Because we don't care where you are. We're only interested in where you stop. So that obfuscates your question of the difference between the 90 and 9 and the 1, Brian. But it's very good. Now, y'all see how Brian's doing this? He's being constructive, and yet he's pointing out the holes in the system. That's what this roasting business does. When you got a roast, well, we're going to start talking about food, and Bob's going to vomit, so y'all better pick it up.
Yeah, but you all say, but you know, how many times have we all heard, don't stop? Like you,
right.
You
That's
keep
right.
going, keep going, apply, and
right.
the in your process where you are, don't stop.
Right.
Because then you're
what
the
we
cream,
say success.
The cream
we
of
say
your milking
what
will
we
rise
say,
to the top.
Fine, but what we say is success. Okay? If at first you don't succeed, then keep on sucking until you do succeed.
Right.
That's our
yep,
point.
Yep.
See? So it makes no difference where you are. Makes no difference. It's where you stop.
But why?
The difference between the elders and the person on the throne is that the elders stopped.
Which elder?
The elders that are around the throne, the 24 elders that are around the throne.
Oh, good. We thought you were talking about the other elders. We can't talk about that. That's a $50 question. You can't have that. Yeah. Oh, good. The elders around the throne. Yes, those are the ones who can't quite decide if they are indeed cream.
So is there indecision because they stopped, or is it because of their lack of knowing?
Well,
yeah. What
Brian,
about, okay, now,
Brian.
Well, what about, now you're saying cream. Now, as soon as you say cream, they're deciding if they're cream, but that cream is worthiness to
right.
come fully.
Am I worthy to be considered as cream or not?
Right.
And we're saying, you got to, don't ask us that question because we can give a happy crap. You either is or you ain't. And if you ain't, then you won't last long. And if you is, there ain't enough devils in hell to shake you out of your ascension process. That's it. Does that help
it? Did the elders think they were less worthy? Is that why they stopped before they got to the throne?
Well, you know, that becomes interesting. You can take Moses. Moses was pretty much in the crosshairs of this whole process, don't you agree? He was good enough to stand before the burning bush. He was good enough to get the top 10. He was good enough to have communion with God, but he decided that he wasn't worthy to go to the promised land across the River Jordan. So he passed his mantle. That's significant if you get what we're talking about. He passed his mantle to his brother, Aaron. He wouldn't go. He might have been afeared of them Canaanites. But that's not the point. The point is he became an elder because he was not considered worthy by God himself.
Yeah, you just got something there.
There you go. That might have been a $50 one there, but we don't know.
You gave
that
one
sure.
away for fucking free,
well,
you asshole.
For fucking free, you poor motherfucker. That's how it goes. You got to watch us. Brian's on the job, so what you going to do? Well, so he decided he was worthy to stand on the holy ground, but he was not worthy to receive the promise. Now, the promise comes from God, but he was God. They asked him, they said, who is this motherfucking God y'all talking about? And Moses said, I am. And they said, no, shit. No, come on, Moses, you fucker. You ain't got nothing going on. No, no, I am the great I am. And they go, get out of town. You just blowing smoke up our skirt tail. What the fuck? OMG, this has got to be a BFD somewhere. He goes, no, no, no. Now, he had already, his hair turned white. He'd lost pigmentation in his hair. And then he got angry, and he broke the top 10. Ooh, carved with the finger of God. Very interesting. So Sheila, your point is validated. It's an individual process decision. But an elder most absolutely would be a hired, pitched, pecking orator than the 99. Do you get that?
I get that, but they're still not in the 1%, or are they in the 1%?
Nope, they are not.
Because
they'd be on a goddamn throne. Nope. They wouldn't surround it. They wouldn't be bowing before it. They wouldn't be subjugated by it. They'd be on that throne. Jesus is not coming back to capture the elders.
So you see, Brian, I was right. On the rewrite many months ago, I interpreted the elders as figures of social wisdom in the world of mortar that you rely on if you're not ascended or on your throne because you have some external image of wisdom. You could put any of the wisdom archetypes in there in addition to Moses. But are you getting what I mean, Brian? Relying on the tribal wisdom, which the elders represent, is a limitation. You get that, Brian?
Well, it's their limitation. It's their...
Wait, Bob. You're right. We agree. We yield. But we have to make one little bookmark here. Now, we're not going to answer one question regarding this, so don't bother fucking asking, because we're not going to answer it. But there is a division between elders and what John the Revelator is gauging as an elder. We're not going to have a discussion about that. But just so you know, there is a difference between the elders and then the elder that is being prescribed in the first book of the Bible in Revelation. You got that?
Okay, so that's the end of the pontificating. We've got to get back to the fight.
Let's fight. Come on.
Yeah. Now, so did anybody who came in recently notice how many were on? Anybody give a number that they heard? Anybody? Brian,
fuck
when you came on.
That noise. The gods
are all
asleep.
How many did you hear? How many were here, Brian, when you came on?
When I came in, there were 7.
Okay, not too many.
See, there you go. You're godless. So there's 1 moderator and 11...
99ers.
No, 11 are participating on the call, plus a moderator right this second.
And they ain't saying anything. Could you please speak and start to fight again?
Speak or get out.
I'll start exposing stuff about you.
You most certainly can.
Hi, Bob. Jenny. Hold on. Jenny, before you start, I'm going to go back. I have one more question about... Is there another factor besides worthiness, and maybe they tie together, that will usurp, that you will usurp yourself from your throne, and that is the labyrinth of your mind. I'm speaking specifically.
Okay. No. Stop. That's
okay.
Enough.
Right.
The labyrinth. Enough. You're in a good place. So we didn't want you to fuck yourself out of your blessing here, big boy. That was enough. Your labyrinth can never exclude you from your throne and or your place of power. Okay? Never.
Well, wait
ever.
A minute. Well, okay, so then I want to go
we
back.
Haven't finished. We haven't finished the sentence, so you can just
but
wait
your worthiness can? Are you going to say, but your worthiness
no,
can
we're
exclude
not.
You?
No. But
well, on the level you're everybody's at 1%, nobody's excluded. So your whole premise is limited. I mean, what are you going on
if
about?
If you'll shut the fuck up, we'll end
we'll
finish
see,
our
we'll
goddamn
see,
sentence,
yeah,
and then you'll
you,
know.
You get ready for a fucking whooping if you don't get somewheres, okay? So let's see if you can do it. Go ahead.
The labyrinth that you're speaking about in your mind is what distances you from your scheduled coronation.
But does not interfere with your whatever you were saying before, your essence.
You don't even know, so you
can't.
Yeah,
fuck you.
That.
I fooled you. I pretend I didn't know.
Uh-huh. Well, you did a great job.
Yeah,
you,
good
you,
actor.
You made it where you don't even know, so
yeah,
that's
no,
pretty
good. Yeah,
no,
I was just good acting. Oh, Connie's calling me over to look at something. Let's go over and see what it is.
Oh.
Oh, so, okay. So if
home
labyrinth,
office.
If
Oh,
home
here it is. Yeah, home
in
office.
Omaha,
the lab.
In Omaha,
you were saying
Nebraska.
The lab with your mind cannot screw you out of your blessing.
Right.
Out of your scheduled coronation.
No, that only,
well,
only
said,
that. Yeah, only that.
He said it can distance
you. It distances
you.
Doesn't screw you. It distances you.
Right.
Well, but in that distance, if you don't get to the coronation, the fastest passage to your joy may end up being transition.
Mm-hmm. And that's the interplay. Now, the only place, now, wait a minute now, you're on to something.
No, he got you going. We were only going to go for a second.
No, he did not.
Jenny gets to
talk. Hold on just a second.
No, we done it. We cut
no,
the,
we're
you see, here's
this.
The thing. To the degree they sit passively listening to you, they're unascended. They got to start using their mouth aggressively or whatever to evoke power.
Let me finish this, and then you can start railing.
Fuck you.
Right.
You don't deserve it. You're a fucking little man. You're a little woman. You're a little woman, Brian.
So the point is that distance. No, now we're going to do it this way. Now, official.
You can't even make up your mind.
We don't have one.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got one.
Ask your question again, Brian.
My statement was that in this distance, your labyrinth creates this distance from you and your coronation. In that distance, the fastest path to your joy, because you're not getting to your coronation, could be transition.
Okay. Now, that becomes a constant present conversation. There's a lot we say, there's lots worse things than dying because there's no death.
Okay. That's right. Yeah.
All right. So you roll along, and the better you're going at this, you hang on, you get what you get, you don't get what you get, you embrace it where you can, and then you start building upon that, and then all of a sudden you find yourself at great peace, and then all of a sudden you find yourself 211 years old, and you don't know how, and you don't care. Makes no difference. Then all of a sudden, the more you delight and please yourself, the more delightfully pleased you become within yourself. So if you ever find yourself in a place where you're done, okay, I'm sick of this shit, I'm not fucking with this crap anymore, you absolutely have the power, as a god, to choose to separate yourself from your meat sack physical. And that is the ultimate transition. But it's even better than that, Brian. You don't even have to transition to the guff. You can transition, lay that meat sack down and throw it in somebody's garbage disposal and go to another world.
Even that becomes
obsolete.
But okay, fine. But when you do that, aren't you still running? You say it all the time.
And you're gonna drag the same problem into the other world that you couldn't get over in this world.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You're just prolonging the fucking inevitable.
Well, but it's not inevitable. Inevitable.
Well,
see, that's
okay.
The point.
You're right.
It's not inevitable. That's the point. But now we could say we're the only one qualified in this conversation so far to use the word like inevitable, because we already know. But you're not yet. You will be, but you're not yet. You'll be able to call it, but you already have, so all is well, you see. Now, that's enough. Jenny, go ahead.
Has to be negative, Jenny. You got to bash us.
Yeah, be hard. Be hard on us, darling. How do you beat the fuck out of somebody that calls you darling, Bob?
Well, she can go after me then.
Oh, no, she can go after us. It's all right. We don't mind. We love Jenny Bell.
You don't love Jenny Bell. What you tell me behind the scenes, she's a total fuck-up.
Jenny
doesn't even know about that.
Well,
let her
Jenny
ask
Bell.
About that.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay,
you're a fucking hypocrite. Ian's a big hypocrite, Jenny. Watch what you're dealing with.
Good.
I don't care.
She knows what it
is. Any rest of the people
are right, I say she actually knows what a real hypocrite is.
Just like my friend used to say when people would say, well, I don't go to church.
because of all the hypocrites in the church, he'd say, well, that doesn't keep you from going to the grocery store because they're there too, so whatever.
That's right. Then you turn right around, and if you listen to Bob a little while, you say, no, 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 I don't go to church either. Church goes to me.
There you go.
Good.
So, Ion, I am curious about this statement that you keep making about if you're not going to use the chip body, we will. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, it's easy. Here's
Let me give the answer to that. Let me start off.
Okay,
it
Bob,
means
you
the
try
degree,
it. You try
the degree
it.
You
We're
don't come
stop
into,
you on a dime if you miss it.
Yeah.
Go
to
ahead.
The degree that certain people in Canada don't come into the power, Canada will collapse. To the degree certain people in the Pacific Ocean area don't come into their power, the rocks will cry out. Also, chip body's part of nature. To the degree we don't use it, it will cry out and be exploited by ion. It's the same syndrome.
You said chip body's part of nature. What the? You clarify that.
What the fuck is a chip body created from?
Silicone.
No, humans.
No, it is not. It's made
and
of
humans
silicone
humans make
their
chip
dioxide.
Body. Humans make nature. This is the basic point of McLuhan.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
You don't know
it's
what you're talking about. You're over your head. You're out of your field.
The chips are silicone dioxide, Biggin.
Yeah.
So, they are rocks. So if you don't praise him, the rocks are going to cry out glory and honor. And the chip body is...
Now, you just said they are rocks. You mean the rocks are silicon dioxide, which the chip body is made of? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, your piss pod's rocks.
Silicon dioxide is a major element in the angel chart, and it's everywhere.
Well, Brian knows that. He's had about 150 fucking hours
so
on the foundations
got the
of the throne.
Silicon dioxide,
if
so
Brian doesn't
nature.
Know that, then his rectum already
yeah,
be
yeah. Silicon dioxide is nature. Chip body is nature. So there you go.
Okay, well, this is good because, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe I was sleeping in fucking class or something.
You were, you little
no,
woman.
You were.
You little
you
woman.
Were. If you'd have, you said if I was awake in class, we would understand.
I walked into that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
You really did.
Crash,
it's all right.
Crash, okay, we're back to Ginny. Is Ginny asking something? Did she get any worse?
No. We haven't answered Ginny yet. Now we're going to. Virginia, here it is. Okay, here now we want to be clear, straight out clear here. Now, we are non-physical. We, non-physical, did not create the chip body. We thought it was a miserable excuse for creation. But
until Bob came along,
until fucking Bob got in it, and then it went south from there. That's about right. Now wait a minute, I'm on Bob's team, so I have to be careful
here.
Yeah,
change that. Yeah,
that's right. I'm on Bob's team, but that fucking Bob, he got all in the soup and got McLuhan and all these goober snatches running around here. They didn't know if they was pitching or catching. They were just fucking in the wind and seeing how it goes, and that's a good party if you get invited. But if you're not, then you become part of the right that says that's inappropriate responses to the party at hand. Yes. All right, Virginia, we didn't create it. All right, you humans, gods, created this marvelous vicissitude, not a platitude, vicissitude of the chip body. That chip body was loosed and freed and is. Okay? Now, human creators created it, and they're not using it. Everybody you listen to and you talk to, have any conversation with, they'll tell you quick that the reason that the Apple, the fruit company, that's the job, where all the jobs were, is made success is because they made a looky box for stupid people. That means you didn't have to be a programmer to be able to obfuscate the viruses and the hacked problems and the crap. They made it simple. You get the shit in a box. They give you a warranty. You plug the fucker up. You hook up a Wi-Fi. It's a wireless mouse, a wireless trackpad, a wireless keyboard, and you're good to go. Put in your damn name, open up your emails, and set the shit up. And so brilliant that your piss pod syncs up with your looky box. Then we'll tell your looky box that there's updates for your piss pod. You don't got to do shit. Meanwhile, that's all laid out and saved eternally, even your damn music playlist on the cloud. Okay? Now, what we say is, and what we said, well, what we meant and what we said was, you're not using it, so we're freed and loosed to play in it.
Okay, to clarify the statement, we're not using it, because I'm thinking most people say, well, I use my chip body. I'm typing, I'm texting, I'm...
Yeah,
I'm
and you bit, yeah. Great. But you put in hot tits and hit in your Googler, and now you've got too many choices to decide.
So, I'm still not...
Your chip body has gone outside of the portion of the creation you were interested in regarding.
So what you mean we're not using it, when we go to use it, you may get any fucked up thing under the sun.
No, if you don't use it, Ion will use it, and Ion will wipe out the economy.
We already did, fuckers.
Yeah. All that's how James and I called it a couple
we
years
already
ago,
did,
then
fuckers.
Ion followed orders. Remember, I called this before Ion showed up, so Ion showed up to do it.
Some people
it wiped
made
out everything
seven,
in your livelihood
some people,
of anything
some
of substance.
Some people made
continuity.
$700 billion on August the 9th.
They were, you mean August the 9th of 2011, yes. Yep.
Yeah, because that cat went up and that cat went down. And if they knew that, then it'd be all right, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yep. So Brian, so the chip body
and the human creators that would achieve such a thing could give a happy fuck what anybody else thinks about that position, wouldn't they?
So Ion wrecks everything, then volunteers to come in public in the world of mortar and assuage the impact for those who want it.
Yes, apparently it's his community. It's Iron Community Service.
Kind of. Yeah, it was outreach.
Community.
It was outreach.
Community
after.
Service.
For six
we're,
months in 2009, we fucking wreaked everything.
Non-physical. Non-physical is agreeing.
Electricity.
Yeah. Yeah. Non-physical. Yeah. Non-physical is agreed to do community service at the morgue.
And we'll call up the great community server, Mr. James Martinez. Mr. Martinez, would you like to have a non-physical do repair the damage that you helped create?
Yes, we have a big mess. We have a big mess in our morgue. If you could come sort the bodies out, we'd appreciate that. We have eight that we can't even find a place for, but we have somebody trying to identify
Lindsay
the
Lohan
eight bodies.
Got put in there? Carol's mentioning Lindsay Lohan for some reason.
Well, of course, that's the point. She got sentenced.
Oh, right now, okay.
Behave.
Oh, he's quoting. You
she wouldn't behave. Oh, sorry, that's yeah. It's just you,
James.
Say,
James. So
say,
you came
say,
and did a Lindsay Lohan. So the payday is a Lindsay Lohan by Ion.
Yeah. And so we'll do our customer service. We'll do our community
got,
service. Our
I,
customer
I
service
Ion
at the
after
morgue.
6 months. You want to start a religion? No, goddamn way. You start a religion? Well, you just watch us, Bob. So then I sentenced Ion for unruly, non-physical behavior and forced him. I forced
and
him
so,
to do fucking
so,
community
so,
service.
So we'll volunteer at the morgue.
And we're getting, where isn't there any response? Come on, you guys.
They
you
ought
are,
to be right. They're scared, and we because
scared.
You scared them.
Scared you guys are
scared,
you 99%.
Okay,
come
so,
on, get in the
so
ring, you
now
asshole.
Now you're in the... Now you're creating in the chip body. Okay, got that. Right.
Good.
Doing more
but
than that, Tina.
Along,
you ain't heard or
well,
seen nothing
at,
yet.
At
way
least.
More than
so
that.
You come
creating,
along and
I'm
say,
creating
now
in the chip body. I got to tell you, it's way beyond what you can imagine.
Session.
That's right.
And
Now, go ahead.
So now you're creating in the physical, as you.
As
no, it
just,
is the physical. It is
yes.
the only physical alive. That's why people respond. Your physical
see,
is not physical. The
yeah.
only physical to tap
Good.
Into is Ion.
Good, and the essence of what he's saying is spot on. And
yeah,
the
as
reason
usual.
That it, and the reason that it's spot on,
as usual.
The purpose of it being spot on is so that you have a working, tangible example of how to do it for you. You see,
you're already in the Guff, Tina, and you're listening to the Guff talk to you. That's a good image of what we're doing.
Well, that's pretty ridiculous, but okay, if it works for her. But It
isn't. He's only saying it's ridiculous because you can't take the facts of it because he's being gentle with you. This is outreach. This is the
idea.
Exactly what's happening here. Is you're in the guff and you're a ghost or an essence, a floating nothing, and you're listening to the guff environment speak to you and tease you. And it's saying, we're leaving here. You can't stay here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's like last call at the bar. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. There you go. Okay, fine. But it becomes.
I ain't in no guff. Ion has come forth in the physical.
Not your physical. That's the problem. Your images of physical are inadequate.
Yeah,
you're not in the
physical.
You're not.
According to what Ion said in my session, created
that's
his a
long time ago.
You
you're not even
it,
the
Bob.
Same person. That's a few weeks ago.
Good. And that's valid. Okay, so the point is, as you embrace it, the more and more, and you have, there's no problem here, as you have, it's way better than it was, and anybody that asks you...
Well, the guff is always better. It's the bliss zone. That's not... got to get used to the Zappa. You got to get into the noise and co-create with the contrast.
I got to get used to nothing I don't like. Are you kidding
me? Oh, that's not true.
As
a matter of fact, Tina, you got about 15 minutes. You got about 50... There's a schedule here. You've heard Ion. You're going to have to get, you're a 99%er, and you're going to have to get on the bus pretty quickly.
But that's from
the
place of joy. That's from the place of bliss.
The guff is arriving.
You're way out of line.
You don't apply lines to me. I'm a static resonance. I'm a resonance static. There's no linear aspect to me.
Bob's
you're the one that said I'm out of line. We got to get in line. I mean... You know,
that's for you, because you're 99% and you're linear.
Well,
you're close to Canada, and those are the ones that line up really easy.
You're just a lionette. We now know what that's the appeal of her name. You're either an Ionette or a lionette. You're trying to line up in the Abraham's tradition.
Okay.
Trying to attract Sue Bone, saying, how do I attract this? That's lining up. It doesn't work.
So, and
you know, when you speak for other people coming into their power and whatever, that's being out of line. That you should put aside.
It's out of line.
Tear it up, Tina. That's the fun. That's the bantering that we're talking about. Tear it up. Tell Bob's damn ass. Nobody else has so far tonight.
I mean, it's just like Sheila saying that she is changing her image she's painting just because you suggest it. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm a no guff.
It is a better. I might suggest
that you
will have to do it. I'm running this whole show since 1911. She is going to have to change the Emmys. Not right now, maybe, but she will eventually have to do it.
Well, Bob, we already lined that up 100 years ago.
You don't use the word line that up. That's your problem.
Right.
You don't line
that
up. We
already
created
that. We're just getting, arriving at it from then to now, 100 years ago. Just like I said in the very first communication email. Way, 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 way back.
What did you say?
I laid it out then.
What did you say?
A couple years ago. It was a poem.
Oh, your fucking poems are ridiculous. First of all, they're in English. Wrong. You got to have 60 languages in your poem even to begin.
Well, they
get
can be,
the
they
line
can be translated
you wrote
into
it
other
in
languages.
Lines. See, this is why you need an extra course in Finney's Wake. You wrote your poem in lines.
I don't need fucking nothing extra.
You do. I'm telling you, you need a lot more. That's what Ion's here for.
And the more it goes, I'm good.
Well, more becomes more goes. It's a pun. Morgue, embedded in morgue, is more space go.
That's how you read it.
No, those are the facts. How I read it is not communicable. Not communicable. I'm using mortar, shared space.
That's why it's safe to sleep with Bob. He's non-communicable.
Yeah.
We love our Bob.
You better.
until you hate him. You can love him until you hate him.
He switched the other dive. He says the venom.
You can like him until you don't like him.
Yeah,
you can appreciate him until you have great disdain from him. And he's had them all, so he's very used to it by now. Disappointment's
been your
moniker, hasn't it, Bob?
Disappointment has been my moniker?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
See, Bob,
I have not met
Bob's
a 1%er. I have not met a 1%. Well, Carolyn, she's not bad.
Yeah,
she's
I was going to say, big one, you better back up.
Well, other than Carol, my bride, I have not met any 1%ers.
JW. Oh, poor Bob.
JW, I had to.
Poor Bob.
What do you mean?
Are you whining?
It'd be a shock. I'm glad I'm not meeting any.
You're not hanging out with them. You gotta come hang out with me more often, Bob.
Well, no. You are definitely not a 1%er team. You're a prime example of the 99%er. You ruined tailgate. We all know that. Everybody knows that. Even Ian keeps his distance from you. Ian will not do tailgate when you and your assholes are talking. He'll take an hour break, then do the recordings for me.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. When
you
I was the
ruined
first one
tailgate,
heard
Tina.
It.
You will go to your grave with that. She ruined tailgate with her boring linear poetry and linear explanations and every other stuff.
Hallelujah for Tiny.
It's Tiny. It's Tiny.
I mean, I don't give a shit.
Oh, look, they're going into you think you're fighting authority now.
What do
you're
I care?
You're flipping into the authority reaction. Going into Pam Wall territory. You're going into Pam syndrome of reacting to the words. You're reacting, not acting. Learn to act, not react.
Oh, I'm definitely acting. None of it's true.
Oh, that's bullshit. If you're an actor, you don't say none of this is true. Can you imagine an actor in the middle of the play saying none of this is true? No, you got to get into it and perform it and make it real for the audience.
Boo-hoo.
See, what weak, floppy swipes. Flabby, flabby. No fights. Okay, back to Ginny. Come on. Isn't Ginny going to say something? Didn't she have something she pretended to know?
An hour.
Okay, you got 12 folks playing, and we've not heard from them. So
I know.
Speak ass, mouth won't.
Yeah, like to the degree that nobody else speaks, we will leave.
I have a question. This is Renee.
Oh,
hey,
great,
sugar.
Renee.
Hey, we're
and Renee
bashing Ion.
Renee,
we're
and I brought Renee
Ion tonight. Jump
in,
darling.
And Renee, she's just here because I emailed her 10 minutes ago. Luckily, so here she's ready to speak right away. I should shame you others.
Tear it up, baby. We're with you.
I've got a question. I'm looking for a...
No. This is bashing, Renee.
This is important, Bob.
No importance in this today's performance. This is bashing me, Carolyn, or Ion.
Yeah, it's a whore motherfucker night tonight, darling.
This is ASA Scott. Everybody, ASA Scott's a Christmas party. We're doing it early. You become ASA, start insulting everybody. Start insulting.
Ion, what's the difference between NCUA and the FDIC?
Come on, that's
no,
not a bad thing.
No,
that's
no,
a,
no,
it's
no, 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 no.
Sorry, you can't go into that.
Yeah, no. This is the part where you
Renee,
scream at
Renee, you're
a
disgrace, Renee. Come on.
Scream
you're
at
supposed
us.
To hear the
scream
bad.
At us. Scream at us because of something that we've told you.
Get
that
mad
you don't
that
like.
We won't let you. We won't answer that question.
Yeah, there you go. You damn non-physical. Who the fuck do you think you are, running around here knowing everything but won't answer my goddamn question? Who the hell do you think you are? I'll send you backpacking. I'll make you unemployed. You motherfucking non-physical. I'm gonna get a non-physical that'll do what I want done the way I want done, and I won't even have any necessity to ascend. I'll have so much ascension around me that I'll be ascended, I'll be put on a throne, and I don't even have to show up to the goddamn coronation. Is that what you're talking about, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, then something like that, darling.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there you go. This is the tear it up. This is y'all's opportunity because few have survived bashing us. However, this is your opportunity, so if you got it, get it out. This is spring cleaning in the fall. So you can get to the point to the say, I got this and I don't got this and I'm pissed. Tell me about the part that I didn't get and the essence of the trajectory that non-physical is fixing to goddamn take over if y'all don't. Just so everybody knows.
Okay. Well,
Happy camper right now. I am going to give you a great private session.
I
want to
be a billionaire fucking bad.
Renee's actually got pretty good lately.
Yeah, I know. It's scary because it's good because it applies. And we're with that. Everybody, all y'all lurkers, we get this. It's all fun. It is fun. But the whole issue is if there's something that's cross with you, this is the place where you can get to it. And if you can find a way to get to that part, like Brian did. Brian didn't have any problem. He'll choke that chicken. He don't have any problem with it. He'll squeeze it till something comes out.
Oh, the issue here, Ion, is they all think they're one percenters, and if they have an expression of grievance, and that means they're kind of 99%. They're all hiding behind their vanity. That's what's happening
here.
Well,
good luck with that.
Okay, I got one.
Go.
I get put off by Bob's what seems to be an inflated sense of self-importance.
Good. That's exactly right. We do, too. Bob gets in this thing, and he tells everybody he knows everything about everything. You say, Bob, tell me what you know. I don't know nothing. I'm just quoting somebody else.
Show us your dick. I don't have a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I don't know. But see, that exposure is the very thing that brings you into the place of his piety. We've said that way earlier, didn't we?
Yep.
His piety applies because after about 2.3 seconds, there ain't a motherfucker going that can question his authority in his place of power. So now you're
okay.
supposed
are
to
you,
say...
Are you saying, Michael, that I'm not justified in boasting about myself?
You're justified in doing whatever you want, but as long as it doesn't impose on mine.
How can I stop that?
But he doesn't care. So good.
Well, then I guess I don't care either, right?
No. You should care. You should care. Straighten his damn ass out. We'll help.
Yeah. You're actually appealing to the judge, Ion, or something, and not addressing it to me.
Right.
Your
Honor. We'll help you. Bob's too self. He thinks way too highly of himself. But now, wait. If you look at what we say... That's what we say.
Yeah. I'm saying what Ion tells you to do.
So straighten him out, and we'll help you. We'll straighten out Bob here. Go ahead.
Bob, what was that comment? You're saying you say what Ion tells you to do? Is that what?
Yeah, Ion says be selfish, celebrate yourself, and all that kind of stuff. Well, it seems that Michael's objecting to what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is what Ion
says to
do.
This is what Ion says to do. Right.
Yeah,
to everybody, not just Bob, to everybody.
Yeah.
So how do I keep from blowing your head off then?
Then don't. Blow his fucking head off. He won't notice. Blow his head off. He won't care.
I won't even notice it. You'll miss.
He won't notice. Take a 50-millimeter shell and blow his fucking head off, and we'll all celebrate. It's a good day. It's not a problem. Because, see, now you say, oh, now
I'm Peter. In this case, I'm Peter and Fringe. He's still back. They can't get rid of him.
Well, you're also another Peter. He got crucified upside down.
Yeah.
Right.
I can take that.
Good. But see, the fun of this is Bob doesn't care. He just wants you to get it. Y'all don't get this. Bob wants you to get it way more than you want to get it. If you only knew how desperate Bob was for you to get it, it would scare you. So now, bash his skull in. Come on, let's go.
So you're saying there's nothing at stake?
Right.
Stake. You mean
other than
like
you,
how you make an immortal transition with a wooden stake through the heart or silver nitrate?
No, it's just that there is nothing that is at risk.
Ever. You make the risk. You become the actuary. this is inappropriate, and this will have a penalty phase. This is not out of appropriateness, and there is no penalty phase. Okay, I think I can live and be happy. Okay, live and be happy is my moniker. Okay, good. Now you've shown up at Dobbstown.
Hey, Ion, it's Jenny.
Yes, baby.
Hey, so listen, I got to tell you what's going on. We have the conference call playing on the speakerphone,
yeah.
And we have Greg's daughter and son, Austin, here.
Oh, and, good. Hey, Austin, you're going to learn some new words tonight. Here's what y'all need to know. Here's what y'all need to know. There are no bad words. There's only words used badly. So you hem it up. Now, here's where you have some great fun. You hem that daddy of yours up, and you say, Daddy, what was non-physical talking about when he was talking about Bob as a goddamn whore motherfucker? Explain exactly what that means, and let him define it for you exactly. And you can go back and tell your mama what you learned from non-physical. It will be rich. It'll be too much fun. It's great fun because this is the bash non-physical night. So on the 100th anniversary, it's a fabulous place that you get to interplay with the play.
So, Ion, so listen, so the kids are sitting there and they're listening to this, and of course they hear you guys all the time in the background,
right,
things we're
of
doing,
course.
And so they said something about, but Caleb said, so who's that guy? And Greg says, oh, he's a very powerful man, and he does this and he does that. And Austin goes, yeah. He goes, I bet I'll, what did you say, Austin?
I said, I bet a lot of people suck his balls.
Oh, absolutely. If it's his desire, he has a fleet of folks. He has a fleet of folks that serve him.
You're talking about
regularly.
Me, right, Jenny? You're talking about me, not Ion.
Well,
no,
now, Bob. Now,
Ion.
Bob, that, now we'd have to, then we'd have to define what testicles are and
yeah.
how the testicles
no, he's
apply to
he's
the
He's saying,
body.
Who is that man? He's talking about me, not you.
Well.
No. Sorry, Bob.
It's us.
Well, what's wrong with him?
No, him, nothing, not one thing.
What's wrong with him is he's 14 years old and he's not even remotely impressed with anything that you've got to say, but he's very interested in non-physical.
Well, that will end in tears if he's not impressed with what I have to say.
Well, your time will tell, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Good, that's fine. And it's good because the embracing of this fun interplay is to bring individual human creators into their place. If you don't like non-physical, this is your opportunity to take it to task. Good.
Very good. Well, okay, just wanted to pop on to share. We're going back to dinner.
Well, Jenny, we're
fun,
waiting
fun.
For you to say something. Did you wanted to say something? Did you get it said?
He did. They did. That.
I said what I wanted to say, Bob. Just because
yeah.
you don't understand what I'm saying doesn't mean
bullshit.
I
understand. I say you didn't get the answer. You interrupted us. Didn't even get in here and fight. Wait, we're not here to be passive. As a matter of fact, disconnect their phones. They shouldn't be able to do that. You're sitting around being a spectacle, just like you're doing rewrite, just listening. You're here to project.
Y'all making JW.
And you don't come up with a stupid insult. Say something interesting.
Okay, here's something interesting. I'm here to do whatever the fuck I feel like doing.
Oh, well, that's a silly. That's a little man talking. So you think we're authority. You're reacting to us as authority figures. You don't even know how to be creative here. No. Silly. More silliness, Virginia. The Virginia, what are they, North Carolina, wherever they are, stupid quadrant over there. They fail at everything. Look, who's that? I hear shit. I get something worked up there.
Yeah. That was fun. Very fun.
See, Bob, there you go. Good. Okay, there's still 12 folks playing. Jump in.
Look at Sheila lurking. Brian lurking.
How many here that hasn't spoken? I mean, it's,
most of them, Brian.
Most
of them.
There's
most
here.
Of them.
They're scared.
Yeah.
Skeered. Yeah, skeered.
Or they don't, well, I don't know what subject to bring up on. So make something
subjects?
Up.
They're supposed to complain.
Well, make
grumble,
it up.
Bitch, yeah. Moan, vetch, cry.
They complain about why you can't get a word in edgewise.
Right, have a hissy fit. It's all right
okay,
with us.
What's up with, you know, you started off with a relaxing allow and a frickin', you know,
good
thing that egg beater or the what it whisk.
Right, two-wire
whisk, the wire
infinity,
whisk.
That's Bob's eight bodies. Relax and allow, relax and allow is where you begin, and then allow is just what you play with till you get to the place where you know. Good, that's right.
Oh, well, no, it was that's what you do, and now that's, you know, no longer. So the 99% are still on the whisk.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
And it'll move to the isness and the arness.
Well,
no,
if they can't figure out the distance between the isnesses and the arnesses, it will be over soon. So you don't have to worry about it. That's right. Now, to soften it, that's fair. Now, the point is valid. Now, Bob will be on this now. Don't. Bob's great. This is good. Now, the point is once you get to a position where there's something like the word Googler, we all but said Googler, and now everybody's responding to Googler, and they think it's just the best new word ever, 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 ever. Well, when you get to a new place like allow, and then you look it up and you get the details and the constructs regarding the word allow, you find out that it has no place in a 1% or ascended or ascending or a person engaging in ascension. Allow has very little or nothing to do with anything. Allow is what you do when you can't get what the fuck you want when you want it. But once you know that whole position, then all of a sudden, guess what, darling? You have no more capitulation or capitulated position regarding allow, because you know that all you have to do is but to say it, and it is. Why the fuck would allow apply there?
Exactly.
Right.
I got lost, just let it go.
Well, that's all right. We say that too. Everybody else told you when you got to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. And we said the energy that it takes to tie a knot is ridiculous. If you get to the end of your rope, turn the fuck loose and you'll find out you're 6 inches off the ground. Now you don't have to fret and worry about being at the end of your rope. That's all those mortgage people's thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Then when you do that, darling, what happens is the allow business is only for the position of canonicalizing your place of power as you know it. And don't worry that the android meme, the chip body, the physical body will subjugate your position. If you need the fucking Supreme Court to pass a goddamn law or a ruling on a case that says all mortgages, if they don't hold the paper or a commission of fraud by you by making your payment, that's way different than what the law set up before when everybody was freaked out about losing their damn house that they owe $250,000 more on than it's worth. So good. That's right. So good. So, Bob, what she did is she took us to task on allow, and we cleaned that up. Do you got anything else to add in the allow business, baby? Bob.
Yeah, I was on mute. No, I have nothing. That's very good. It's logical that ion
no,
would
No, it is
dump.
Not logical. It's not logical. We have
non-linear
been logical
static
since
that ion would dump
non-linear
what you said before.
Because whole bunch of fucking shit.
What is the
Groucho
Marx
thing?
Any club that had me as a member, I wouldn't join. I mean, remember,
good.
The Bible's
so,
written for
so
the little people,
your,
little
so
women.
Defend your non-capitulated abstinence.
Oh, I had to use the bathroom. I was being polite.
Well, but we don't have time for that shit. Pardon the pun. Let's go.
Well, I have no comment. I'm not involved with this.
So So you're going to let that go, darling?
Yeah, include me out. Yeah, I'm letting it all go.
Not you, RNA. We haven't.
RNA. Geez, RNA. You should spell your name RNA.
That would
Power
serve
Renee,
you.
RNA, Renee.
That would serve you.
You never knew your name was embedded in the RNA drops term, phrase, title.
Our Renee, RNA.
Yeah. RNA.
Good. That's good. Okay. See, that's fun. That's what we're talking about. That's fun. And if you can come to these this bitch session or roast, whatever you want to call it, and you can come to something that will soften things for you so that you know that you have the ability and capacity to go head-to-head with non-physical and or Bob, it becomes so soothing, because what happens after about a second is you go, holy fuck, this is way cool. Let's take this with all the rules gone to go at it any way we want to get somewhere. Bob would say, you don't know where you got, but that's not too odd. But at least if you get somewhere, then you're continuing the service of ascension.
So, Renee, I think we've been doing this for 3 hours. It's a great recording.
Oh,
we need a break.
Well,
maybe
we'll have to have an excellent
break.
We got rewrite.
So you guys
didn't
keep it going. You people aren't, the lurkers aren't keeping it going.
Anybody,
so.
All in, all good, all done, we're gone. Yep. Jump in now or call it a day.
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hey, sweet Deborah, go ahead.
I was wondering if you and Bob went to Europe and why you haven't talked more about that.
None of your goddamn business, honey.
Well, it is.
No, it is. Not your business.
Doing something.
Not your business. If the Vatican hosts a sale and they sell worthless treasures and they decide they want to go pick up some shit, it's all right.
Yeah, like the collapse of the Euro. What you've been seeing since we went away in August is what the effects of what we did.
Poor Merkel's tore up about it.
Poor who? Yeah, Merkel. And
oh, that sister's toe up.
You let Bob in here? Well, they made a big mistake when they let me land at Heathrow.
Yeah, and Bob doesn't even know what a fucking Euro is, and he doesn't care.
I'm just going to tear it up. You got currency? No currency allowed.
No. He doesn't mind currency as long as it's in the form of a jelly, current
right.
jelly. But then he doesn't ever remember having that either, so... There you go.
Okay, so Deborah, is this what's the first letter of your last name, Deborah? If you don't want to say it.
D.
Okay, so we've been emailing the last couple
Deborah,
of days. Right?
For Pete's sake, we love Deborah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ion. I love you and Bob and Carolyn and James.
And
okay,
yourself.
We
and you
we
love
know
yourself.
That. Now,
don't forget
now,
to love
now,
yourself.
Now straighten our ass out.
Hold on, Deborah. I don't know who you are, so you got to identify yourself.
It doesn't
better.
Matter to you.
Yeah, none of your business.
Right.
Deborah was an occupant of Tailgate a year ago, many tailgates. I recognize her voice.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I didn't write in anything today. I usually at least write in something. But I
yes,
oh, what name do you use,
good.
Deborah?
None
are you capital
business.
D-E-B?
Yes.
None
ah,
of your business.
That's a mystery.
You don't.
That's
now,
a
see, there's Bob's less than this. Fuck, if he was half the god he says he is, he ought to know that, shouldn't he, darling?
Oh, well, I might have, but, you know.
Might have. Would have, could have, should have. Yeah.
I don't bother dealing with a guy who knows everything. I
well,
try to act as
fair.
Human as
that's
possible.
Fair.
I hang around with my friends.
That's fair. If he had one,
yeah.
he would.
Yeah. No, that's and it says ID. Does that mean Idaho or some
yeah.
other thing? Okay.
Idaho.
Not necessarily. You may not be in Idaho. I recognize that, but you always say ID. You
right.
put in a lot of questions.
That's better. That's better than being a commentator, isn't it, darling?
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go if you guys are getting ready to take a break.
Don't go. We're not going to take a break. We were just trying to punch it up so somebody would play. We want to play. Let's go. This is your hour.
Yeah, what's your complaint, Deborah?
It won't be a minute
to
where somebody's going to have a complaint.
Why haven't you had
we're going to say
reading?
We ain't going to have it.
Why haven't you fucking been around? Well, you've been doing the email. Why haven't you been more active in the IONDOM the past year?
I'm not sure.
Okay, ask about what it is, or create some answer for that.
Well, let me tell you what's going on today. My husband went over to our kinesiologist, and they tested me for my RNA drops.
Yeah.
And said my RNA drops are affecting my heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a good way.
No, no, they are affecting your heart chakra in a fabulous way. The contrast that you're engaging is bringing your palpitations into a control. It's a good thing. The same conversation we'd have with pollen, if you were sensitive to it, we'd tell you to go out and roll in it. And it won't, and that wouldn't be positive or a good way either. But once you get through that process, all of a sudden, when the golden seal comes in, it won't trouble you anymore.
Yeah, she's actually saying that must be something like mold or something in there that's irritating.
No, no, Deb. What I'm thinking, we got to get Matthew to put a disclaimer on the RNA drop site to say, if you take RNA drops, do not go near a doctor.
No.
You're going to get all kinds of perceived problems. That's Bob dogma.
That's exactly right. If you're going to go from that position, get a shovel and start digging your fucking grave. That's the way to handle it. If you're going to depend on science to tell you what is, well, you're screwed. So you won't need anything after that. So good. The kinesiologist, that's fabulous, was exactly right, spot on, absolutely correct. They just missed the point of how it applies to your ascension, because a kinesiologist has no way of gauging where you are in the construct of where you be.
Right.
That's the isness and the arnesses. So, therefore, today is the day you double your intake, and you'll see yourself thrive.
See, there's Deborah. She sort of complained. Look what she got. She got a private session right here. You other fuckers, look what you can get. You start complaining.
Yeah, grumble. Bitch.
Yeah.
We like
she's grumbling
that.
About the RNA effect. Apparently,
well,
looks like
no,
no. Problem.
She was just pointing out what a kinesiologist had to say regarding her ascension.
And you say science. That includes the non-scientific therapists, too.
We don't listen to them either.
You know, the chakra, the masseuses, the aroma readers.
There you go. Cranial sacral.
Carol can list off.
Come on up and get a down home aroma reading. Get a tapestry pillow and pull up. And I've got a
Yeah, the RNA drops have changed your body odor. You stink now because of the RNA drop.
I got Master Tarot fuckery. I want to turn you
my
on.
My travesty.
To.
What is it? My travesty pillow. What is
travesty.
It?
Well, tapestry. My
travesty.
Come
pillow.
On upstairs and get a travesty pillow, and I'll show you how it got worked out.
We
gotta
well, do that.
We're not pushing against it in any way. You know, you all.
You know what
know
we mean, Deb, when we say travesty pillow.
A tapestry pillow.
Yeah, the ad, the commercial.
James Martinez with
Ann O'Dell.
Two
I think her name is Annette O'Dell or
two
something.
Two readings for the price of one for 15 or 30-minute sections of time. And we have someone from around the world that's going to tell you just how fucked up you really potentially are. And it'll be wonderful. And if you'll be still, we'll show you just how we're more powerful than you are. It's going to be great.
So, come on, another anonymous voice. Speak up or forever go silent.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, darling.
You're
we
welcome.
Love you better than snuff, and you're not half as dusty.
Go back and tease the guy. Go back and say, you see this bottle? That's what's causing it. And you have no idea what it is, and I suggest you take it so that your
well,
heart chakra gets fucked up.
Take the kinesiologist and
take
put
your
in
power,
your...
Deborah. Don't go stick it in his
well,
face.
No, you don't even have to. You don't even have to do that.
As
you
a joke,
to,
as an acting, it doesn't. It's not the real Deb. Deb doesn't care
right.
how he reacts. Just do it
that's
as
right.
fun expression.
But you could take the kinesiologist's position and hold it in your hand and push down against your other hand and find that there's not a human on the creation of the planet that can push your hand down, which says this would be less than or not appropriate for you. So, it's all easy.
Okay, thank you.
Certainly, darling.
Don't thank us. Thank me.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, thank Bob. We're just in it for shits and giggles.
So, what's this thing about Dobbstown and, you know, you got to get in line and you know, is there something?
We don't know. You used the wrong words. We don't say get in line.
No, the Canadians got to fucking get in line. They don't know better.
Gee, Michael, you can't even, you started to go somewhere to just think like you got massaged by us so that you can be conked out. Take another run at the tree.
So go at the run of the tree. It's like the dog who desperately wants to take a piss, the last tree in Brooklyn that's going to take a piss. Please come take a piss on Bob. He likes it so much.
Here's a golden shower.
Well, that's a different party, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
To pee or not to pee?
Uh-oh, Barb's here. Did you just get here, Barb?
No, that was me, Renee.
Oh, okay, Renee, you sound like Barb there. You go ahead, Michael. Try it again.
Okay, so is Dobbstown the only game in town? I mean, it's like,
yeah.
Am I going to
yeah.
have to have Frank Zappa as Muzak in the
yeah.
in the elevators?
No.
We fucking hope not.
You just make sure he gets the top billing in whatever show you put on.
Or you can call him the resting soul of Moon Unit, and you may have a different conversation, but that's a different
I recommend her novel.
Isn't it?
Read Moon Unit's novel. She exposes her parents in it.
Dude. Shh. That's a $50 thing. Don't be talking shit.
Oh, yeah, that's a secret. You know, Moon Unit came to JW about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Dude.
Out of the blue. JW didn't even know who he was. He says, who's Moon Zappa?
Yeah,
next time
is?
You see Moon, ask her if she remembers.
Boy, they're binging in. So
no, nobody's complaining about Steve Jobs being in the vase of JW. You know, I mean, come on. We are definitely talking to nobody in this cash flow.
Hey, is it true that Muammar Gaddafi is in JW's wife's bidet?
No, because the copper was calcifying and the Verde is not what they had in mind.
Okay. Just
the
Verde,
what's that? Is that a material?
Well, it's what copper does when it turns from copper color to green.
Very good. You got your answer there, Greg.
Good.
Very cool. Very good. I'll tell you, Bob, what pisses me off.
Good.
I'm having a wonderful, you know, phatic relationship with Ion, and here is your major contribution to my reading. And then you go, Greg.
No. Greg. You wait. You gotta turn. Greg, you gotta turn the water on and let it be running while you do that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have it stick to the sink.
There must be voluminous mounds of water
running. From a diseased interior landscape. A totally. You think Al Pacino looks bad.
And then here's the second contribution to my session. Well,
yes, the oranges.
That's the carrots. That's the carrots. That's right. Damn those carrots. That's what it is.
Well, you are a 90% of Greg. We don't have any respect for you. You have to pay for the goddamn sessions. And I fucking didn't give a fuck what you're learning. So, yes, I'm right in your face.
Oh, I'm the first one who probably said, and I have to pay for this shit?
Yeah.
As we run the water for you there.
Ellie would be shocked to hear the standards that go on at Dobbstown.
Exactly.
Maybe Jerry Hicks would be shocked too, I imagine.
Yes, many geckos have drowned over Bob's sputum so far.
I am the Larry Flint of medium assistant.
No, Say it right, furry lint. Come on,
Bob. Oh, yeah,
Bob.
The furry lint of medium assistance or aiding and abetting.
Media,
in recording.
Media melancholy.
Yeah, I'm the staff, chief of staff, the most disgusting
of media
chief of staff.
Melancholy. There you
yeah,
go.
Peggy
anyway.
Melancholy.
Melancholy, there you go. That's good. Now, see, that's good. So, Bob, do you have anything to say about your very vile habits regarding session?
I'm just
body
giving
fluid stereo, and I have to listen to it in stereo.
I'm so proud
oh, yeah,
that I do that.
Hey, hook the bows up to Bob spitting. It'll change your life, Greg. It's amazing. You can get it. You can get it on the high def. It'll rock your world.
Yeah, Greg.
I swear to God, I once heard you say, "My balls are itchy." In the background.
You probably hear me say, "Carol, put it over here. A little over to the left, Carol."
Right. And then, no, and then it would be followed up with, "Carolyn, do I have testicles?"
Why are we listening, Carol? Why have we got this guy on the phone? Who is he talking to?
How does this work? There's something protruding below my testes here. I don't know what this is. I don't know. They're kind of hairy and they itchy and I don't know. It's new for me.
I'm very proud. It's all incredible avant-garde conceptual art, Greg, because I represent the autonomic system. While you do mind conceptual questions and dialogue with Ion, I'm reminding you of the ongoing non-physical, autonomic physical.
That is correct. And
of a nonsensical essence of procreation. Good.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, and reminded of it ad nauseum. Now that, again.
There you go,
well,
baby.
Well, it's all new to
now
me.
You've
got
fun.
To get to
that's
that
fun.
Condition.
That's fun.
Yeah, Virginia and I were actually going to record every single and just do it on a completely...
No,
YouTube.
You missed it.
Yeah, making
no,
YouTube.
Wait, no.
A
no,
session
you
with
it. No, you missed it.
Bob.
You missed it. No, you got the first part, and that's all good. But you got to get the rest of it, and we do the rest of it better than most. Probably almost as good as Bob. You get the... But then you got to get the... Without the it doesn't mean much.
That's correct, because then we know he swallowed it, and that's worse.
Oh, yeah.
I don't swallow. Yeah. Now, that's fighting words.
Yeah, it's
great.
One
you
thing
get
to
in
suck,
the fucking
but
ring.
It's another thing to swallow, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't swallow the shit. That's why it's being infected. Any indication that some external lipid produce is going inside is immediately ejected.
If you really wanted to impress us, you'd gargle with it.
There you go. But just so you know, in the span of eternity, Greg, many suck, few swallow. That's all you need to know.
And the
shovel has to
gargle. And the shovel has to gargle.
Well, I don't think we could top this, Ion. It's all about me, about the most primitive, innocent, private part of Bob. I think
but now you're supposed to beat it up. You're supposed to be combative. Is he right? Did Greg win that one?
No. I told him why. I told him he has to put up with it.
No, that's placated. You need to respond, Bob. You're not going to let that go. Come on, respond. That's
see,
not like
how me. Would I respond to that? Well, Greg, one would spume a lot more, expectorate a lot more, if they actually had to listen to your whiny, pleading questions to Ion. It's actually a kind of vomit I'm doing.
Do you know that during some of your commentary, I've actually farted to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm? That was my response to your questioning. Aren't you going to fucking tear that up and lemon squeeze that, Greg?
Oh, no. You say that during the reading in your vain little ego position. But after the session, I get an email. I'm re-listening to the thing, and I'm so glad you lemon squeezed that. I wouldn't have got anything out of that session. So yes, your farting is a reaction to the authority figure you project on me, but your appreciation later is in realizing I was in my power and you shouldn't have been farting.
No. Just as so Greg, good. So what you're saying is when there's trouble in the air, it soon passes.
Exactly. Stimulate.
Now, anybody says exactly is a wimp. Exactly is just cop-out. You haven't got any creativity. You can't think of something else, so you go exactly, which is matching. You shouldn't be matching with iron. You should be making, creating opposite angular expressions.
Well, what I would comment to that is that Bob stimulates me right down to my colon.
Oh, that's good. Good colon. Sphincter stimulation is always appropriate. It's all good.
Yeah, we wish the same for me, but who's doing me?
Bless Bob. Poor
like
Bob.
Zappa once said, yes, I make people laugh, but who's going to make me laugh?
Good.
I thought Carolyn does you, Bob.
Well, it's just that has to be scheduled, and we
yeah,
have to work out.
Yeah, that's based on appointments.
Yeah,
when you have
yeah,
two one-percenters living together, it's
she's
very
busy,
hard
busy.
To even acknowledge each other.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
When
it's
she
true.
Gets up, I go to bed.
Right, and when she goes to bed, Bob's sort of up.
Oh, well, that, see? That's
and stay
my point.
Out of
Carolyn
my bathroom
you,
and stay out of my bathroom. Damn you. Stay out of my bathroom. Right,
yeah,
now, well, you're next. Now, you're next, Ion. I was. Mm-hmm. I think I was the first one to have a session with you who came back in the second session who said, you've been fucking with me on the side, and you and Bob
yeah.
went, oh, no, we never do
no,
anything
no,
we, like that. No, we never influence.
Well, we weren't, Greg. No, we weren't. You're so deluded. You thought we
well,
were fucking
here's
with
what,
you.
Here's what we'll say now in the roast.
Yeah.
Take it all, baby.
I did.
Indeed.
And then about 2 weeks later, after everybody came back to you and said, oh, my God, this changed after my session, that changed after my session, I had the best bowel movement in 6 months, you all finally had to admit, yeah, you were fucking up things behind the stage.
Oh, yeah. That's based on where you were then.
No, we do.
You haven't even found out what you're talking to yet, Greg. You haven't even found out what you're talking to. You would be shocked.
When we fuck you, you will know you have been thoroughly fucked.
Yeah, and you have not had that experience yet. You have not allowed
it. But it's early.
Promises.
But we don't promise, we know.
Ooh.
And if you're
okay.
coming into the position where you're gauging a promise as the difference between a promise and a knowing, there's your issue. Good.
Yeah, that was another typical Greg little man, little woman whining, promises, promises, promises. Hadn't even noticed that we don't promise.
Yeah, it's not a promise, it's a knowing.
You're still talking
now,
to yourself, Greg. You have
but
not
that's okay.
talked to
that's
Ion
no.
yet.
No, it's a good bitch. We like the bitch. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. It's good. Because it separates the difference between a promulgated promise and a one percenter knowing. Good. That's good. That's the point. That is what this is about. It's that you come into the place of knowing. Well, when you know, there ain't enough non-physical or devils in hell to convince you otherwise because you know. Perfect. Makes a connection. And the conductivity of a connection is way more valuable than all of non-physical because you, as your 1% applied, which is valid, as your 1% applied, shifts and moves everything else out of the picture. This is the point where we quote Queen Victoria, not in my world, and therefore it's not. And that's it. There ain't no discussion about it. If Queen Victoria says, not in my world, by God, that's the way it is.
So we win. It's a failure, the match. You guys didn't
no,
even
no,
show
that
up.
Was
we're
good.
Ending
that was
with you speaking. It should be someone screaming, drowning us out with poignant expressions of creativity, and we don't have to listen to you. But they didn't.
Probably.
The time's running out.
Probably right. Time's up. Okay, no more time. Good. We like that.
So all your communication then is just meant to aggravate us so that we come into a place of power and start yelling back at you?
Yes,
no,
the torture never stops.
No,
the torture
no,
never
no.
stops, Michael.
When you come into your place of power, there's no more torture.
So we just hang up.
Yeah.
Or come into your place of power, and then you're deliciously basking in the fullness of that which we know you already are. We're just trying to convince you.
Obviously, Michael, you're just arriving at spring 2010 in your understanding of your ion effect.
Yeah, so sugar love, hit the archives. It'll help you.
Yeah, hit the archives, Michael. That's your sentence.
That'll help you. No, it does, because once you get to a different place, now Tina's probably the most qualified one to talk about this at this point. You are where you are, Michael, and that's okay. And whether you are, it makes no difference where you are, but don't stop there. Go to the next layer, the next layer, the next layer. And when you get to the next place, all of a sudden you'll look back at what you know, and you'll have a very different prescribed or prescription regarding what you know. It will absolutely obfuscate the things that you were afraid of and move those fears into a place of delight. It's good. And that's why we have no problem being subjected into this position of, y'all tear it up. We don't give a happy goddamn fuck. Let's go. Because if you get to that place, then all of a sudden some of the barriers are let down. And if you let the barriers down, then all of a sudden this power that you're coming into applies. When you got balls enough to come up against non-physical, we got dick enough to play with you.
Hey, I was 2:22. Good time to stop.
Indeed.
Or it's been 2 hours. Well, I don't know what it is. 3:22.
It makes no difference.
Let me see. Yeah,
is
3 hours and
22.
Yeah.
Everybody, after that plea that we've laid out here, all in, all good, all done. We you won't miss us till we're gone.
Yeah. Very good. Silence is not deafening.
Yes, indeed.
Wimp. What a wimpy reaction. Thanks, Ian, for beating the shit out of me.
It was, no, it's all fun.
At
it's all good.
At least I said something. Jeez.
What'd you say? What's that?
Get him, Sheila.
Did I hear
his ass up.
What did you say? Did Sheila say something?
I said, at least I said something.
Right.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be proud of that.
So you're acting basically like a laxative that for our constipation.
Yes.
Well, but hopefully you're not constipated. But if you are, we will work you like a goddamn dose of salts.
Okay.
And I think
if
more of Zappa's
are.
Statement in Life magazine, 1968. The mothers of invention are more like a household ammonia. That's what we are.
Yeah. If you're backed up, we will work the shit out of you. We will. But if you're not, we won't. It's all right.
All moving to the point where you can eat shit because it's organic.
Of course, and drink piss because it's sterile. Few
yes.
things on your planet that you put in your mouth are.
Enjoy what you think is negative.
Well, the subjugation of negativity will become polar, won't it, Bob?
Oh, that's a good point. Now, that opens
yeah.
a whole new story and adventure.
Ooh. Yep. Fuck, that's another $50
yeah,
thing,
it is.
Bob.
Another page
Damn
open.
It.
Another
We're
movie
the rules.
Another Cineplex.
We
okay,
told Bob
so,
we were coming to the roast no matter what, and he says, okay, Ion, you can't be giving away the store. You got to behave, and we've let some slip, but that's all right.
They wouldn't
because
know.
Because it's great fun. It's great fun. It's great fun. The essence of this ability and capacity of a freedom that allows you to say any crazy thing you want is the thing that a god would be able to do.
Yep. Now, there you have it, Michael.
But, Ion, don't we do that anyway?
Well, you
I mean,
should, but you
I mean,
should, but,
yeah,
but the fear
I mean,
and the placation.
We do that anyway?
Yes, but
you get
the
lost
fear
in
the,
thought,
but
thought
the
judging
fear,
how you what you
yes,
said, how it did.
Yes,
you get lost in the thinking
yes,
about it.
The fear and the placation sometimes obfuscates the outcome, and that's all
yes,
we're saying.
You don't want
the
to be a meteorologist. You don't want to study the effects like McLuhan
right,
advocated.
You don't, if anybody on the planet, you don't want to be Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah, you do not want to get stuck there.
No, hell no, because you'll just figure out that you didn't know shit.
I know, but what I'm saying is when I'm taking the dogs for a walk in the morning, whatever I'm doing, and I'm like, come on, Ian, this is bullshit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm doing that anyway.
Well, you are,
right?
But now apply the trebler. Apply the trebler where it applies to you. When you come into your place of power, then all of a sudden, yes, it would be a bunch of
you
shit.
You would be glad you said that to yourself.
Yes,
and you'd be pleasure
absolutely.
About it, and you start thinking something else
good,
and get negative.
Good. Because then what happens is you create a vacuum for the essence of your new creation to take its place.
Okay,
good.
Just because we're not doing it on an organized conference call, I mean, I do it in my world, and I communicate directly with you.
Honey, we
and
do it with you. We do it with you more than you're aware.
I believe it. All I'm saying is that it doesn't require a conference call to give me permission to tell
you
to go fuck
yourself. We have to make it available from the position where folks can have the opportunity to engage. And that's beautiful. But don't think for one goddamn second that we can't tear up that fucking looky box of y'all's anytime we happy get ready to. And we'll at infinitum if we decide to. That's not the point. So if you find your looky box going a bit cross, you can pretty much this day know that it's just us, and you say, "Hey, Ion, thanks for tearing that shit up. I really needed that file. I wish I could find it off the cloud." And once you acknowledge that, then all of a sudden you're back into your place of power, and then that which is lost can be found.
Good.
So Revelation 14:14, where it talks about coming in the clouds, is that what you're talking about?
Hey, we can't talk about that shit. Can't talk about
that
shit.
Well, what we can talk about.
No, you can't. You can't. I'm shutting this down.
No, we won't.
Stop.
We won't.
Stop.
We won't. We
it's
won't.
Over.
No. That's fine. No. The cloud, here's what we'll say, and this is good, Bob. You'll like, you won't like. You don't
I won't
like
shit.
It. You don't like anything, so that's good. The cloud of glory is moving. And what we're saying to you all individually, right here, right now, is move with the cloud.
Wow. Cool.
Good. Good, 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 good. And as that happens, then you'll notice that at night it becomes a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. So day and night. Don't you find it odd that in North Carolina you can enjoy the aurora borealis lately?
Oh, absolutely. It's gorgeous. Fantastic. Thank you.
Odd, isn't it?
Well, kind of. Maybe not.
Well, you've seen the aurora borealis in North Carolina before.
I haven't been in North Carolina before, Sugar Love.
Well, ask somebody else.
Don't make right. Love and sugar up.
Well, unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah. And Ginny doesn't know what she's doing, so
if you know what you're doing, love
that.
And sugar goes right hand
you
in hand.
You refrain from that, Ginny.
It'll drip. It'll drip. The honeycomb will drip if you do it right.
You can say fuck Bob all you want, but you're going to have to stop doing that. Okay, can we go, Ion? I got other cults to get involved in.
Well, fine, that's good, because it's rewriting a little bit. So is everybody in, all good, all done?
Don't ask them. They didn't even show up.
Now, what's the rewrite number? This is bullshit, Bob. I ain't got no rewrite number.
Yeah, you got fired.
I got fired? Well, fucking, now I'm hired. What's the fucking number?
Well, that's ridiculous. You got fired. You're stuck there. Why would I give you the number to the new job?
Because I said I'm hired, that's why. What's the number?
Oh, no, yeah, well, that shows you how effective your words are. Just know that a lot of stuff, beautiful stuff, will be happening in a couple hours, and you won't even know about it. You'll never know.
Hey, Brian, ask Renee. She's got the number.
I know.
Nobody's got the number. We change it every 15 minutes.
And who needs a fucking number?
We got 9,000 of them memorized.
Well, there's the voice of the little woman. You do need
it,
Tina, but you're just not going to get it.
Not for you to say, Bob. I know what I know.
Oh, yes, it is. This is Bob's new
civilization. Oh, no.
Okay, well, you enjoy the obsolescence of yourself, then.
It's all right in my world. I'm good.
Oh, sounds like authority bashing.
No.
And still, all in all, great fun. Good, 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 good. Thank you all for participating at every level that you did. The benefit was to help, always. Therefore,
thank you.
We're already gone.
Bye-bye.
Already gone.
Gratitude.
Thank you.
Gratitude.